about.
This is a program for today's people, the now generation.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
La 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 la.
Now on the show, you're a dope. Are you really in real life? Because it seems like you're the one causing a lot of the trouble. Am I right about that? Is that perception accurate?
Yes, it is.
What makes you a fan of Spencer and Heidi?
Well, they're like all over the top, and I like people like that. You know, they're explosive. Whatever they do, it's always big, and their skin is golden. You know, they're like...
Their skin is golden?
They're like Barbie and Ken.
That man is Satan.
And now...
You better not shout. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is dead.
Our feature presentation.
And now, another drama-filled moment on the hills.
Laundry. How'd you fold?
Thank you. I just got this.
I'm just such a sucker for blue and white stripes. I love them.
That was a drama-filled moment on the hills.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been pretty tense.
I gotta be honest. That kind of drama, they ratchet that up week after week on the hills. You gotta ask, how do they do it?
That's
how
the do they stuff.
Do it? How do you do it? That's my question. I can't do
That's
it
a great
anymore.
Question, too. I know. It's awful. Hey, we're going to take your telephone calls on any topic. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. That is the toll-free number to get in the air, talk about whatever you want, and get yourself a prize. I love... let me back up. Let me preface by saying I'm tired of seeing Tiger Woods on the news, but I love following it in my personal life.
Yeah, it is fascinating.
It's fascinating. It's bad for America, yet I can't get enough of it, which is obviously why they put it on the news. But, I mean, in reality, it's not really news per se in that it doesn't really affect anybody or anything. It's really just gossip at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what makes it so delicious. And, you know, we had speculated, Lisa, you and I both said that when people were asking where was Tiger going at 2:30 in the morning, we both said he wasn't going anywhere except away from his wife.
Yes.
That's all he was trying to do, right?
Yeah, that's a fight, and that's a I'm out of here.
Right, because, you know, there are very few options of where you go at 2:30 in the morning. I mean, you're going to the doctor if you're hurt or something. You're going maybe to the pharmacy to pick up medicine, or maybe, you know, to the 7-Eleven to get something or whatever. But there are very few places you're going at 2:30 in the morning.
You're
especially
not going to
barefoot.
The driving range. Was he barefoot, too?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was getting to. Now TMZ has come out with an eyewitness to the aftermath of the crash, and Tiger apparently was wearing shorts, a T-shirt, and no shoes.
Oh, wow.
So that confirms that.
Yes, absolutely.
Nobody goes anywhere without shoes unless they live 400 feet from the beach, and maybe that's it. The EMTs found Tiger lying on the ground unconscious when they arrived. They used something called pain stimulus, which is where pressure is applied on an unconscious person to make them alert. Tiger only briefly opened his eyes, and then he lost consciousness.
Wow.
So this was the after effects of this accident, I guess, were pretty serious. His wife, Elin Nordegren, was asked if Tiger was taking any medication. She went into the house. She brought out 2 pill bottles. She said she didn't know when he had last taken them. She was extremely upset and was told twice by paramedics to stand back while they treated her husband. And possibly upset that she didn't finish the job when she was wailing on him with golf clubs or whatever else she was using. But I love his strategy, which is just, I'm just going to stay in my house, and this thing's going to go away eventually.
Well, yeah, he's canceled his tournament, or he's not going to be there.
Yeah,
right.
So they said that's it for the year. There's nothing else that he is scheduled to do for the rest of the year. So, yeah, he's just staying. He's going to be ordering in, I guess.
Let's remember Tiger's MO throughout his entire life, good or bad, has been don't really deal with the media that much. He's a pretty reclusive dude. He fired his first caddy. He had that, remember, Bean, he had that caddy with the big Yosemite Sam bushy mustache?
I sure do, yeah.
And that guy got the axe because he would go around bragging, look how much money I make, and let's talk about me being Tiger's caddy.
Right.
Next thing you know, he got the axe. His wife, I don't know if I've ever heard her talk, period.
Which, by the way, is good, generally. I mean, you look like that, just shut up, and that's your job, right?
So, I mean, this is a guy who really doesn't like having much about, you know, unless it's him and golf.
Right.
He doesn't want him being in the media, so I don't know.
I love that he's basically just holed up at his house, though. It's like a hostage situation. It's like a police standoff. He's just not coming out until he's healed, I guess. And I guess he's not required to talk to the police either. Because
he turned over whatever paperwork you're supposed to turn over, they said. And yeah. Most of it was on his private property, although the fire hydrant, I guess, wasn't.
Yeah.
But he's got some he can hold up.
He's got some big-time Florida attorney, too, that really likes to let his nuts hang. So, I mean, I'm sure they're saying exactly like Lisa's saying. Whatever it's mandatory to give out to the media and to the police, do it.
Done.
Everything else, keep your mouth completely shut, and we'll figure it out from here.
Right.
Well, one more thing real quick before we go to your calls. 1-800-520-1067. There's a betting website that has sprung up that is laying odds on various outcomes to this scenario, and I thought this was interesting. Here are your options from the most to the least likely. Most likely is that Tiger and Elin patched up and stay together. Okay? Tiger Woods was under the influence is second that you can bet on. Tiger gets a divorce is third. Tiger Woods admits to having an affair is fourth. In other words, they're saying that's not likely.
Okay.
Tiger Woods will buy her an expensive ring a la Kobe Bryant. Also not likely. See, I would put that higher up in the deal. I think she's getting something really good for Christmas if they skate through this.
Well, I don't know. They have so much money. They do.
It's hard to impress her.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure she's got whatever she wants.
Can you vote for like a couple of those? I mean, because some of them seem like they could both happen.
They could stay together, and he could admit to an affair. I don't think he'll ever admit to an affair.
Yeah,
it's
I don't think
so. Just too personal. If there was
not with his image, he's worth so much money to be the cool, classy guy.
Right.
That's no good. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. Anyway, very, very interesting. We will continue to follow that, and we'll continue to take your calls right now for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. Hit it, Steve.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Here's where you get today a copy of Death Warrior, presented by Tap Out on DVD. You can go to the Locals Only page at krock.com. You can enter the ultimate band search and have your band featured in an upcoming MMA DVD and more. Sounds like the type of gift that you could perhaps re-gift in time for the holidays. Why don't we start with our man Sergio? He's on line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Sergio, thanks for calling. Thanks for hanging on. What it do?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
What's going on?
My girlfriend is, she looks good, but for our anniversary, she gave me a booklet of her in, like, these, like, naked modeling photos.
Yeah!
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
They look fantastic. Like, not even hyping her up. She looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So she tells me she's going to break up with me if I show any of my friends, but it's like, I don't know what to do. She looks good enough where I'd actually show my friends just to brag.
Yeah, dude.
No.
What do you mean no?
You don't show your friends.
Are you going to marry
what kind of grown-up are you?
Sergio.
I'm not
Sergio.
A very good one.
Sergio. All right, you're talking friends here. Are you going to marry this broad?
Well, if you see the pictures, I hope so.
And this, a bit seriously, I mean, like, what's more important?
I'm like a 5'4 midget. Like, she's like a 5'9 goddess.
You have to show your friends then.
Did you hear what he just said? She's the best he's ever going to do.
I know.
And you want him to blow it.
Well, no, because listen, he's a 5'4 midget. His friends.
I told you, I'm a 5'4 midget.
Your friends have been there before and after. They've been through thick and thin with you, haven't they, Sergio?
That's true.
Don't do it,
show.
Sergio.
I mean,
don't
they
do
me
it.
Pictures of their girlfriend.
There it is.
My girlfriend looks way better naked.
There it is.
Okay.
I'm
all
sure
right.
She looks better with clothes on, too.
Just the lingerie photos, then.
Sergio, I need to see these photos to make any kind of reasonable decision on what you ought to do with them. Seriously, I don't want to comment out of sight, all right?
All right, cool.
Bean at KRock.com. Thank you very much.
All right. Later.
Why don't we try... we lost the Patriots call. Someone was calling about a Monday night game, which was just a spanking last night. Let's try Ted. He's on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ted. Thanks for calling. What it do?
What it do, Kevin and Bean?
What it do?
So, I don't know if I'll ever go back to the movie theaters anymore. It's bad times over there.
What happened?
I went to see the movie Twilight with my girlfriend, you know, which actually turned out a lot better than I thought it was going to be. But there was this guy who was sitting a couple seats away from me. He's wearing kind of like a oversized leather jacket, right? And I'm hearing this rattling while the movie's watching. I'm looking over. Me and my girlfriend are both looking over. And he, according to your phone screen, this is what I'm allowed to say, was pleasuring himself in the middle of the theater.
No!
Oh, not in the movie theater. That's not good.
And I'm just wondering what's going on. It's all the shirts where you see, like, the werewolf dude without his shirt on. I'm just like, oh, man, no.
Oh, your fear is what was he looking at on the screen while he was doing that? I see what you're saying.
It was definitely the guys, because they're
all there's no skin on the girls,
right?
Yeah. So, Yeah, eventually what happened was apparently a couple had noticed what he was doing that was sitting a little bit closer to him, mm-hmm. and they had let the attendants know, so he got escorted out of the theater. It was it was dirty. But, it was dirty.
But it kind of, I mean, look, it kind of ruins that theater for life for you. You never want to go sit back in there again, right?
Well, I'll never go back. I mean, I'm going to have to drive a lot further to go to a good movie theater, but I'll never go back to this. It's just, the memories are just too strong.
You know, I'm glad you called. Thank you very much, Ted. You know, we complain so much about the way people behave in movies, but compared to what happened to Ted, compared to what he saw, it's kind of hard to complain about a kid texting now. You know?
I suppose.
It's a lot worse. All right, one more. How about Matt? Line one, please, on the Kevin Amin Show. Hey, Matt, thanks for calling. What'd it do?
How's it going, guys? How's it going, Baby Boo?
It's good. What'd it do, Matt?
I'm just wondering if you guys did any shopping over the Black Friday. It was my first time, and it was kind of a madhouse.
It is crazy. Yeah.
I wouldn't go out if I had, well, I guess if I had to, I would. But since there's still, you know, a month till Christmas, no, I did not attempt to stores on Friday.
Yeah, I didn't really need anything, but I just wanted to go to see it. Anyways, went to a Target store, and from the moment I got there, there's accidents in the parking lot. It was just a mess. And I go inside, and I'm in line, and I see a some lady runs into the door, steals something off the front shelf, runs out, and the security guard tackles her.
Yeah. Right in front of the, nice.
Right in front of the door. It's just hilarious.
That's fantastic.
So after an hour, we get up to the register. Me and my girlfriend are checking out, and the lady who works there, we spent over $100, so we got the $10 off gift certificate. So she scans the gift certificate, and it drops down to her feet. And I said, hey, don't we get that? And she gives it back. And we walk away, and I look down at her feet. She got a stack of them. So what she's doing is scanning all those and keeping them for herself to spend $10, you know, later on.
Oh, wow. Nice.
That's a little scam going on.
I guess Black Friday ended up doing pretty well. Retailers were happy with it. And at least nobody died this year like last year at the Walmart in New Jersey.
But, oh, right.
I'm glad I missed it. Thank you very much for the call, Matt. Appreciate it. All right. Let's talk about today's all-new Kevin Amin Show. Very excited because this is, you know, it's the most wonderful time of the year, and that's the Miss Double December pageant, which is going to be live Friday in Fullerton. We continue to meet the girls, the contestants vying for the crown this year. And Sarah will be here today.
Boobs.
Also, Stacy will be here today.
Boobs.
So we'll get a chance to interview them and find out what they're all about ahead of seeing them on stage Friday. Also, supermodel Miranda Kerr on the program today.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
All right, boys.
We'll talk some more about the couple that crashed the White House party and get into stories. Oh, it's too bad Kevin's not here today because he's the king of getting into places that you're not supposed to go.
I think
Kevin's crashed Oscars, maybe Super Bowls, but there's lots of different fun places that you can crash and lots of fun ways to do it. And I know that the Kevin and Bean listeners have done it all. So we'll be taking your calls later on today. Plus, how about this? Live music from a little band called The Bravery.
Woo!
All right. On today's Kevin and Bean Show. They are a great live band, and they are going to be performing live for us in the studio, too. All of that and tickets that you can win to see The Bravery and all the other great acts at the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 concerts, which are just a couple of weekends away. All of that straight ahead, and Ralph's Showbiz Beat, too, coming up on The Kevin and Bean. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Give you a chance to win tickets for night number one of the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 concert. Coming up about 15 minutes or so from right now, we're going to be playing a game. It's been a while since we did this one. This is the one where you sing. So it helps if you know the songs. You can call now if you want to get on hold to play the game. 1-800-520-1067. Hey, Ralph Garman.
What's better than seeing Belichick on the sidelines just looking all grumpy and miserable for a reason this time?
I hope someone stayed with him last night because, honestly, they need to put that guy on a suicide watch after last night's game.
He's got that face every time, whether they win or lose, but it's so great when he has a real reason to be miserable, and he certainly did last night on Monday Night Football as the Saints hung 38 on the New England Patriots, and I'll tell you something. Those Saints, that's the real deal right there.
They're for real, yeah.
That's the loudest camera in the world right there.
Paparazzi's right up your ass.
They sure are.
I think I saw the stat that crawled over the post-game press conference that Belichick had never coached a game where he had given up 5 touchdowns.
It's true.
So that had to hurt him last night.
And it's funny, you know, in the past decade, only one other quarterback had similar numbers to Drew Brees last night.
Hmm.
All 3 of those games were played by Tom Brady. So it was great to see what could be the passing of the torch in the next dynasty with the Saints coming on strong. So.
No kidding. Hard not to root for those guys.
What is that? What is that?
Know.
Why is it horrible? It's the worst sounding thing ever.
Sure doesn't sound good.
Something is bizarre.
Why does that sound like that? And I blame you, Psycho Mike.
Okay.
The paparazzo there needs to get his camera into the shop. Apparently he's got shutter trouble.
That's
better.
Is.
Yeah.
There it is.
All right. David Hasselhoff is back at home, and his attorney, Mel Goldsman, is a liar.
What's he say?
Allegedly. He said that, first of all, it is not true that David was held on a 5150 for psychiatric evaluation by Cedars-Sinai Hospital when he was taken there this weekend. Just not the case. Okay. For those of you who don't know, the 5150 is a California welfare and institutions code which allows authorities to take a person into custody for 72 hours if they believe they are gravely disabled or suffer from a mental disorder. The rumor was this weekend David was taken into the hospital with alcohol poisoning, and they held him on that 5150 code because they were concerned for his well-being. His lawyer is saying that is not the case at all, and then it gets better. Wait for it. He says the Hoff was being treated for an inner ear infection and had a bad reaction to his medication. That's why he was rushed to the hospital this weekend.
Celebrities.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff, and I don't drink or take drugs.
Celebrities tend to have bad reactions to their medication.
They sure do.
Unlike everyone else I know.
Millions of people a year are treated for ear infections, and no one is rushed to the hospital when their teenage daughter has to call 911, by the way.
I have never seen that before.
Yeah, and do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available, do you know?
We need some stricter policies when it comes to these lawyers talking publicly, where if that's not the case, if David Hasselhoff wasn't rushed to the hospital for an inner ear medication reaction, we get to punch his lawyer in the face.
I like it.
Yeah.
That should be the price he pays. We get to put him on television and punch him in the face. Can't just lie to us like that.
How far is the festival from the Marriott Palm Desert?
Too far for you. That's all you need to know.
Well, with that ear, it would hurt too much to be out in the sun anyway.
Zac Efron's in the news. According to Star Magazine, easy. Star Magazine, Zach thinks his girlfriend Vanessa Hudgens is getting too clingy.
Ralph, hold on one second.
Okay.
Oh, look what he did.
Pulling back all those bells. Zach apparently is taking a break from his relationship with Vanessa because he needs some space to have sex with dudes.
Now, he didn't say that. Come on. He's very heterosexual.
Part. Yes, he is. And speaking of
my gosh, I can't find it so beautiful.
Speaking of things that are gay, Broadway news.
Want some poppers?
Today. Broadway news. A lot of celebrities are leaving television, film, and heading to the Great White Way because they can make money there and they don't have to be popular. That's what Kelsey Grammer is finding out. His latest TV series tubed this season, but he is going over to Broadway to star in a revival of a play called La Cage aux Folles, which is about dudes dressing up as women. So,
he'd be good in that.
Christopher Walken, also going to Broadway. He is starring in a brand new dark comedy along with Sam Rockwell. How's that for a cast? Christopher Walken, yeah. Sam Rockwell.
Great.
The play is called A Behanding in Spokane. And apparently Walken will play a guy who is looking for his missing hand throughout the play. All right, you say so.
Can you make big money playing Broadway, Ralph?
The big stars can.
How about that?
Yeah. I think Hugh Jackman and Daniel Craig are making an enormous amount of money per week for their show. But they don't tend to run very long, those shows. So.
Yeah.
And TV news. Sad news. My buddy Mark Paul Gosselaar, his show Raising the Bar, TNT, mm-hmm. has just canceled that. They announced today.
Oh.
So he's out of a job. Maybe we can have him do sports for us. Have Mark Paul come by. What do you say?
That'd be sweet.
That'd be sweet.
Does this free him up for the Saved by the Bell reunion movie, though?
I don't think they're doing a reunion movie.
TV show?
But if they do, I hope he will attend. And CBS also, Three Rivers, their drama that was been on television?
No idea, never heard of it?
Is it about a stadium?
No, I believe it's about a hospital where they do organ harvesting for transplants.
Oh. Rad.
That's the premise. Anyway, don't worry about it because it won't be back.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, NCIS LA will take its place indefinitely, but they've taken it off their schedule. So it looks like Three Rivers has been canceled as well for all you Three Rivers fan out there. Let's talk about today's celebrity birthdays.
Do it.
Actor-director Woody Allen is 74 years old today. His wife, Soon-Yi, is 14. John Densmore, the drummer for The Doors, legendary Los Angeles band The Doors, is 65 years old today. Sarah Silverman, our good buddy Sarah Silverman, celebrates her 39th birthday. Brad Delson of Linkin Park is 32. Hey. And Jared Fogle, you know that name?
I do.
Jared Fogle, the Subway guy.
Oh, yeah. Jared.
Jared. He is 32 years old today.
He sure does like Subway.
Oh, does he love eating those subs. And look at him. Look how thin he got eating subs.
He used to be really big, Ralph.
He used to be fat.
Yeah.
And then he started eating Subway, and now he's thin. Look, you could have put a gun to my head 5 years ago, and I would have sworn you that Jared would be back up to three bills within 2 years. But somehow he has kept it off.
Yeah.
I think it's in his contract.
Oh, it has to be. Look, if they took the vitamin water away from Kelly Clarkson for gaining 10 pounds.
Yeah, it's true. So good on you, Jared. Enjoy that Subway sandwich today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey! Live music from the band The Bravery coming up later on this morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, we'll meet some Miss Double December contestants. That's all straight ahead. It's 6:07. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, and we want to give away some tickets for night number one of the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Don't Forget the Spelling Bee Lyrics.
Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics.
Now it's time for America's favorite new game show. Don't forget the Singing Bee Lyrics.
That's
with
right.
Your host, Wayne Fatone.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
How are you, Wayne?
It's great to be here. I love this game. I love this game.
I know you do, but why are you always so loud? Why are you screaming at us?
Because
we're right here.
Don't forget the Spelling Bee Lyrics.
Well, I want to thank Omar for sending me the paperwork that did, in fact, include the word Spelling Bee instead of Singing Bee. It's nice that I'm one of those guys who will read whatever's in front of him, whether it makes sense or not.
It's called Don't Forget the Singing Bee Lyrics.
Singing Bee, of course.
Because now two shows. Don't forget the Singing Bee Lyrics and Don't Forget the Singing Bee Lyrics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wayne, explain for the folks before we go to the phones at 1-800-520-1067 to meet our contestants. Explain for people who haven't heard the game how this one goes.
This game is simple. We will give you the name of the artist performing at the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Night One and the song. We will play a piece of that song for you. You sing along with that song. Then we will drop out that portion of the song. And you need to continue on to prove that you know the lyrics and can sing them. Okay. How easy is that?
Well, it's easy if you happen to know the lyrics to the song that you draw.
Well,
that's
don't
right.
forget the Singing Bee lyrics. That's what I recommend.
All right. Let's see how it goes. We'll start with contestant number one. This is going to be Matt. He is on line six. Matt, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. You're on with Wayne Fatone. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Matt, your song is from AFI. It's called Medicate. I hope you know it. Here's the first part of the song, and you keep singing when we stop, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You don't even know my name.
Yeah.
Medicaid.
Yeah.
You don't even
know my name. Well done, Matt.
All right, Matt, hang on. You are in the drawing to win tickets for night number one of the Almost Acoustic Christmas Show. Hey, now that the thing's on the air and we got contestants and it's happening and it's working, you don't have to keep yelling,
he
right,
did Wayne? Not forget the Singing Bee lyrics.
He did. Okay. Let's try Mark on line five. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling. You ready to play the game?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Mark, are you ready? Your song is from Dead by Sunrise. It's called Crawl Back In, okay? Okay!
All right.
Listen up!
Sometimes I look at my own face and I don't know who I am.
I don't know any of the words to that song.
Yeah. One more song.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I think you forgot the Singing Bee lyrics.
I think you did. And we specifically told you in the name of the game to not forget the Singing Bee lyrics.
Don't forget the Singing Bee lyrics.
Well, some of us told you that. Some of us said, don't Spelling Bees the Ben lyrics.
Sean is on line two of the Kevin and Bean Show trying to get in the drawing to win those tickets. Hi, Sean. Welcome to the show. Here's your song from Wayne.
Sean, your song is from Rise Against. It's called Ready to Fall. Here you go.
I don't know.
Aww.
Wait.
Tell me like the eye of a storm, it all came.
Yeah, we're not gonna give you time to Google it, but thanks for playing anyway.
You forgot to sing a B lyrics.
Let's try Andrea on line 3. You know, in the past, Wayne, I seem to remember that women are a little better at this game than men are.
Women
you find
love
that?
Lyrics.
That's what I think. Hi. They sing along to the songs, right?
And they tend to remember the singing V lyrics.
Yes.
All which is a big part of this game. I love this game.
I know
Andrea,
you do.
You ready to play?
Very excited.
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, your song is from Alice in Chains, okay? Woo. It's called Man in a Box. I hope you know the lyrics. Here's the song.
I have heard that song, as we all have, 1,000 times, 10,000 times over the years. Wouldn't have known any of those lyrics. Didn't even sound familiar to me. Andrea, congratulations. You are in the drawing. Let's do one more, and let's make it Frankie. Frankie is on line 8 on the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready to play the game, Frankie?
Yes, I am.
All right, Frankie, your song is from AFI. It's called Girls Not Grey. Sing along. Here's your song.
Nice try. Thank you very much for playing. All
Santa,
right,
so you forgot to sing and be lyrics.
You did. Wayne, I think we've got 3 contestants all in the drawing to see who wins tickets for night number 1 of the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009. Here's Lisa to tell us who the winner
is. I believe we have 2 contestants who are so far so good.
Right.
Bean, you are doing an excellent job this morning with this game.
Thank you, Wayne.
And now, here's Callie, who will pick out the one who is the big winner today.
The big winner is Andrea.
Andrea! Andrea! You are going to night 1 of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Thank you.
Because you did not forget to sing me lyrics.
Thanks for playing, Andrea. Thanks, Wade. We'll see you again next year, I hope. You can still win your tickets this hour for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 show, night number 2. Just be caller 20 when you hear Amber by 311. It will play later on this hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 6:23. So Dave, the King of Mexico, joins us in studio along with Ralph Garman. Why is everybody hating on Dave? What's going on? What's this all about? This argument in the office here, Ralph?
Because Dave is bad.
Yeah. Well, I know Dave's bad, but he's always been bad. Why now all
but
the hate?
Bad, good. Now he's being aggressively bad. He's being bad on our website where people can see it and embarrass us.
Here's the thing. They have revamped KevinandBean.com and KRock.com, and they're adding new stuff all the time. And one of the features that has been up there is various top 10 lists of all of the people on the show. And I guess, Dave, you recently published your list of the top 10 live acts. These are musical acts of all the groups and bands and performers you've ever seen, right? You ranked them from 10 to 1.
Correct, sir.
Top 10 live shows of all time.
Top 10 concerts.
Oh, they're the best.
Top 10 performers that I have seen in concert.
Oh, these are the best of all the time ones of all I've seen.
Forever. Anyways.
Now, this could be interesting because Dave goes to a lot of shows and he has seen a lot of great bands over the years.
Yes.
So I'm not sure. I think maybe part of the problem is you kind of shoot your own credibility in the foot right out of the gate at number 10 when you open the top 10 live acts of all time with Britney Spears, who is notoriously a lackluster performer much of the time and doesn't even sing.
Yes. That's, I think, what's causing us the most consternation in this list, is that Dave comes up with that out of the chute at number 10, which invalidates every other decision he makes.
But it's not number 1.
And by the way, it's top 10. You're putting Britney Spears.
The Britney Spears concerts are awesome.
Listen.
And none of you guys can say anything because you haven't seen them.
I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Which one did you go to?
I went with the one like Hit Me Baby One More. I'm talking like 2000, a long time ago. She was playing like Slave for You and that kind of stuff. That was like the new album when I went to go see it.
Sure.
Okay. And it was entertaining. I agree. They do a lot of great stuff on stage. But the fact that she's not performing any music, in my opinion, invalidates your argument that it's the best live musical performances.
Yes. One of the best performances. One of the best shows. I don't care if she's not performing all that well.
Well, then why isn't the Blue Man Group on here? I mean,
which you've seen.
I have seen the Blue Man Group.
Actually,
which
you have. We went to Vegas and you saw them.
I did not see them.
Oh.
Yeah.
But either way, how is Cirque du Soleil? You've been to Cirque du Soleil.
Nope, haven't been to that.
It's a very selective group of shows that he
but
goes
the,
to.
The rest of your list, 9 through 1.
Is
Blink,
awesome.
Blink 182, Weezer, U2, Paramore, No Doubt, White Stripes, Muse, Rage Against the Machine. These are obviously, you have obviously compiled a list of great live musical acts.
Yes. You know, I recently went to her latest concert.
Have you only seen 10 people in concert in your whole life? Because then I will forgive you. But if you have seen 11 shows, you must take Britney Spears off this list.
Negative.
And I also have to ask this, Dave.
Yes.
Where's, I don't know, Foo Fighters, for instance?
You
Britney Spears is on the
bitch.
List. Where's Foo Fighters?
You son of a bitch.
Where's Metallica, who I
what,
know you've seen?
You've seen Metallica.
I have seen Metallica.
You son of a how bitch. Is Metallica not on the list that Britney Spears is when you're talking about great live shows,
because
rock or otherwise?
I have seen better shows. These artists that I picked on this list, I had more fun. Rather than at the Metallica
okay,
show.
Okay, but it shouldn't the list be I had more fun that day than better
this is my top 10 list.
Why isn't the ballroom at Chuck E. Cheese on here then? Because you have more fun in that than you do at a concert.
That's a good point, Ralph.
How do you say Foo Fighters not on this list?
Because although their songs are awesome, you know, other than Dave Grohl, the rest of the band is
what do they need to do for
right.
you?
And who makes you the
for me? This is a list for me.
No, but you're about to go on with the rest of the band is how do you know? You know you can't read music. You've never played an instrument in your life.
Liar. I have.
Okay.
Yes,
explain. Explain to me how you can properly judge how you can properly judge with someone playing bass guitar, guitar or drums. How can you be someone when you're going to say? And by the way, how are you going to put Blink 182 on the list if you're about to go with musical talent? Because take Travis out of the band and it's like a high school garage band.
If you read my list, it says although they don't sing well, they perform.
Let me read you what Dave writes here. Although they're not the best singers, Mark and Tom's bathroom related banter is freaking hilarious.
Oh, I
Dude,
see.
Dude, the poo-poo pee-pee jokes are awesome. They make me laugh so
top
much.
Top 10. It's a top 10 list, by the way.
I think we hit it early in this conversation, which is it should be shows that you had the most fun at, not the shows that are the best live performers.
Yeah, you need to rename this list.
It's my list.
It may
and by
just
the way,
be how drunk Dave is that day. You know?
No, it's true.
As to how much fun he had and who he went with.
And whether he fell asleep or stayed awake during it.
We have nothing to do with the show.
And Dave, I want to know about your number 5. Why is it that Jay-Z, Kanye West, and Eminem all have to share a number? Because they're rappers?
Yeah.
Rock bands all get their own. Blink-182 gets their own number. No Doubt gets their own number. Oh, you rap? You got to share a number with other dudes. What's up with that?
Well, because they all have the same shows, you know, and it's hard to compare
they
rap
all have
towards
the same
rap
shows.
I mean, rock towards rap shows, you know, and those three are the best rap shows that I've seen.
But not good enough to get each get their own number.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think they should be allowed
Foo
to
Fighters
go to shows.
Doesn't make it on the list, but White Stripes makes it on the list.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry. Do they jump through hoops? Do they swing off of trapezes?
Have you ever
what
seen Jack
do?
White perform?
Yes, he's a great performer. But so
awesome.
Is Dave Grohl.
And Meg White has big boobs.
She is boring behind the kit, though. She's boring.
Not when her boobs are bouncing.
Oh,
it was awesome when I saw him at the Greek Theater, and there was a big silhouette of Meg White's shadow, and you see her little boobs, or her big boobs, bouncing. It was on the tree. It was awesome.
Then why isn't the Spearmint Rhino on this list of top 10 live acts?
I mean, and if pee pee poo poo humor is what makes it on the list, why isn't Tenacious D, or is that, you know, an actually funny band on
because
the list?
Because they make me laugh more than Tenacious D does.
Okay. This is. I think
you're hideous.
Right.
You're hideous.
I mean, I think Lisa also touched on something. It's like what mood Dave was in that night and how much he drank and who he's with.
Oh. And by the way, a lot of people agree with me on this list.
Mark said poop. That made me laugh. They're number 8. Woohoo.
You know, I'll give you guys that other than 10, a lot of people agree with me on this list.
I agree. You know what? What saves you is putting Rage at number 1.
Well, because that's just, no, you know, that's just the truth.
They're a great live band.
That's just the truth, so. And I speak nothing but the truth.
But it's not like they're doing
so my
any
word
kind of,
is bond.
They're not
That's
doing aerobics up on the stage either. They're not jumping through hoops. They're not Cirque du Soleil, Rage.
Right.
What do you mean they're not jumping through hoops? Have you seen?
No, but I defended your choice. I defended your choice of Rage as number 1.
No, they're an amazing live band.
Amazing live band. But Ralph brings up a good point. What separates them from, say, the Foo Fighters, who you've now claimed are boring outside of Dave?
Oh, my God.
They play their music. That's what they do. But you're saying Britney Spears is so entertaining because there's special effects and she wears costumes and it's an amazing live show.
Yeah.
Rage is an amazing live band who plays their music well live on stage. But
typically very minimalist stage.
Right.
It's usually them three.
Yeah, but that's why, because they're so powerful on stage that they just entertain and rock, dude. And, you know, Tom
Foo Fighters don't rock. So you're saying Metallica doesn't rock. Oh, for God's sakes!
Epic fail.
How come Kiss isn't on your list then?
Oh, Kiss was boring.
Oh my God.
Man. I fell asleep at Kiss. That's how boring they were.
You need to be put
in
down.
In the front row!
You need to be put down.
Front row, fell asleep.
You boring. Can see and mock Dave list at KevinandBean.com. No more lists for Dave.
I think we can all agree
on
that. No
more shows for Dave.
Yeah, really.
Dude, that's funny. Come on. All right.
Not funny at all. Congratulations to Raul Ramirez, who just turned Amber by 311 and was the correct caller 20, to win his tickets to see that band and all the others at the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009. It's as easy as that. There's always a song to be listening for. And coming up between 8 and 9 this morning, you'll want to do the same as Raul when you hear Miss Murder by AFI. Be caller 20 and win. And we got some Miss Double December contestants coming in later on this morning, too, so we'll get a chance to meet them. It's 6:38. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, the continuing story of David Hasselhoff versus his liver continues. Ralph had an update a few minutes ago about some of the things that are happening in this story. Dave is out of the hospital, and we've got him on the line to find out how he is feeling. Mr. Hasselhoff, welcome back to The Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How's it going, guys? The hop loves to rock.
That's what I understand. You sound good. How are you feeling after your hospital visit over the weekend?
Oh, I feel coche fantastico.
Now, one of your neighbors, a guy named Christian, told Radar Online that the paramedics told him your eyes were rolling back in your head, you were drooling, and that you had a seizure.
No, man, that's not what happened at all. That was just me watching Baywatch. What happens when I watch Baywatch?
Oh, really?
Yeah. My eyes roll back in my head, and I start to drool.
Why? Because of Pam Anderson?
Because it's such a good TV show, and everyone around the world loves it. And Knight Rider, Coche Fantastico.
Right, we are familiar with the resume, Dave. All right, yeah. So that part isn't true. Is it true that you were taken to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, where you stayed for a couple of days?
Yeah. It turns out I had a ear infection. Yeah, that's it, ear infection. And I had a bad reaction to ear infection medicine.
Okay, what are you taking, Dave?
Yeah, what kind of medicine?
Vodka.
You just put it right in your ear?
Nope, I drink it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then it wasn't an ear infection at all, as much as it was, once again, your alcoholism coming back to bite you in the ass.
No, man, the doctor that told me to drink vodka for my ear.
No?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right, Dave.
Are you a doctor?
I'm actually not a doctor,
Well,
no.
There you go. Coche Fantastico. Yeah.
Were you or were you not put on a 5150, a hold for psychiatric evaluation when you were brought in because there was concern you might be a danger to yourself or others?
Well, the doctors said they were concerned that I might huff myself.
All right. Easy, Dave. Easy, Dave. Okay.
Coche Fantastico.
Right, because
but,
it rhymes with off.
They didn't put me on that 5150 thing. That didn't happen. I'm fine. I'm healthy. Everything is good. Feeling great.
Every single time we get one of these reports about you ending up back in the hospital or seen drunk or slurring or falling down or something like that.
I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I'm high on life.
Right. You just told us you were drinking vodka for the ear infection.
Well, it's medicine. It's different. I take medicine. Look what time it is. Time for medicine.
Well, you're not having any right now, are you?
Mm-hmm. Hoff needs his medicine. Oh,
Hoff does not need any more medicine. You are medicated for life, David.
Oh, that's so good.
You get drunk faster than anyone I've ever met in my life.
Coche Fantastico.
I believe.
Oh, boy.
Wow, it hits him fast, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I'm okay.
He's a lightweight. David, seriously, put it down.
Oh, my ear feels better.
You don't feel it at all.
I'm Coche Fantastico.
Don't make your poor teenage daughter call 911 again, Dave. Come on.
I'm all right.
Okay, you sound terrible.
This is a mess.
You shouldn't be drunk this hour of the day.
This is a mess.
Yeah, it really
is.
Oh, Sharon Osbourne's ugly.
What? What are you saying?
Piers Morgan's gay.
These are your colleagues on America's Got Talent. Why would you say something like that about them?
Coche Fantastico. Yeah.
Hey, you remember Kit from Knight Rider?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good show.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, Sarah M. is going to be joining us next hour, Ralph. One of our finalists vying for the crown of Miss Double December 2010. Man, does she look good in a black and white bathing suit. Jeez. You can see her pictures at KevinandBean.com. You can vote for her or any of the other ladies that you like, and we'll meet her and also Stacey M. later on this morning on the program.
Two hearts that beat as one.
No, that's
I need you. I need you.
That's Stacey Q. That's Stacey Q.
Completely. I was excited. I brought in my Two of Hearts CD to be honest.
Time for the showbiz beat now. Here's Ralph Garman.
I heard you guys talking to David Hasselhoff just moments ago.
Wow.
Yeah, exclusive.
Yeah, well, not exclusive, really. TMZ.com apparently hunted down Dave as well and cornered him and shot him with a trank gun and threw a net over him and then released him back into the wild. So that was nice. But no, he claims that he is healthy as a hoff.
What happened?
Apparently, everything we heard about this past weekend was complete nonsense. Okay. We're wrong, and he's right. And he would also like us to leave him alone, apparently.
I'm in Encino. I'm with my family. Contrary to the reports, I'm healthy. I did not have a seizure. I did not be admitted to a psychiatric ward. My private life is exactly that. Private. I'm happy. I'm healthy. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
There you go. Huh. He's happy, he's healthy, his private life is just that, his private life. Then he asked if anybody was holding. Apparently the cameraman didn't have any anything. So
Jeff, can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down there? Because
no. hey, you looking for a gift for the holiday season?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, very
that
much.
That time of year, right? We all have to be out. We're all Christmas shopping, finding a hard time to buy friends and family gifts. It's hard to come up with something. Well, Bloomingdale's wants you to know that some of your favorite Hollywood stars have designed coffee mugs. And 20% of the profits sold from these mugs being sold will go to their favorite charities. So you can get a coffee mug designed by Coldplay, by George Clooney, Penelope Cruz, Nicole Kidman, Heidi Klum have all designed their mugs, and they're available just for $20 at Bloomingdale's this year.
Really
so
good.
If you want a celebrity mug, you can go to Bloomingdale's. I personally plan to fill Heidi Klum's mug myself.
With what?
Coffee or whatever, you
really?
Know?
Really?
Yeah. I think her mug needs to be filled with some sort of fluid.
I don't think you're tan enough to attract Ms. Klum's attention.
How dare you, sir? What if I take a ball peen hammer to my cheeks?
Well, maybe that would do it. In the dark, you might be able to fool her.
Would she find me attractive then, I wonder? Anthony Michael Hall has some troubles. I don't know if you heard about this, but apparently, according to police in New York City, Anthony pushed, shoved, bit, and then spit on his girlfriend Diana Falzone early in the morning on November the 10th. And then returned the next day at 3 a.m. to bang on her door while allegedly quite drunk.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, cops were called in and he was taken away by New York's finest. And is hopefully back on the wagon. He's been sober for over a decade, but apparently, I don't know, something went horribly awry. And
ear infection?
He had an ear infection.
And vodka medicine.
Yeah, apparently he caught 16 candles on the cable one night and just went all
day. Oh, how dare you?
I'm just saying.
Beautiful movie.
Nice mouth, babe. Alec Baldwin has said he is looking to quit Hollywood, quit acting. Once his contract expires in 2012 for 30 Rock, he says he is done.
Really?
I'm very sad about this news.
Me
if if he lives up to the hype of walking away like he says he will, I'll be very sad. He's a great talent.
I don't have any interest in acting anymore, he tells Men's Journal magazine. Movies are a part of my past. It's been 30 years. I'm not young, but I have time to do something else. Alex said, I consider my entire movie career a complete failure. You're a little hard on yourself, aren't you, Alec?
Wow.
Yeah. Glenn hearing Glenn Ross, for God's sake. Come on.
He's done a ton of great performances.
Lots
of good movies, and I feel bad that he feels that way.
It's weird that if he's turning his back on Hollywood, like it sounds like, that he would, you know, agree to host the Oscars next year. I mean, that seems like he's right in the thick of it.
He said he's going to, you know, he's still engaged through 2012 with 30 Rock, so he's going to keep busy, but once that's over, he claims that that will be the end and he will move out of show business.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
Alec, I'm on your side, buddy. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Remember that? Yeah.
I caught him the other day, Alec Baldwin, in a movie where you wouldn't know it was the same guy. It looks like, hey, is that Alec Baldwin's son? You looked like him.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah, sure.
The Hunt for Red October.
It was The Hunt for Red October, yes.
I thought the same thing. I was like, man.
He is so thin and ripped and handsome, and now he is just a giant, bulbous, large-headed Irishman. It looks like he has never turned down a beer in his life.
Yeah, he really
And he
has
seems
changed.
Less hairy.
Yeah, he was
as a younger man.
Well, his skin expanded. The hair stayed the same, but the skin expanded, so he looks less hairy because there's more more cubic inches of skin to be seen. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Little Violet Affleck, baby girl of Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck, is 4 years old today. Oh, come on. She's beautiful. She's an adorable little child.
She was kind of weird, but she was a fun weird.
Brad Delson of Linkin Park is 32 years old today. Our buddy Sarah Silverman celebrates her 39th birthday. Bette Midler. I wish Kevin was here. He's missing out on the
Big
birthday
fan.
Of one of his favorites. Bette Midler is 64 Jeez. Years old today. Legendary drummer John Densmore, who played with the legendary band The Doors in the legendary 60s.
Not very good. They're not good live.
Oh, The Doors, all they do is play their music. That's
They're
not
no Britney Spears.
I wish they were more like Bala from Twilight. John Densmore is 65 years old today, and legendary actor, director Woody Allen is 74 years old today. He is old.
Yeah.
He is not aging well. He is a scrawny
He's looked like this for 20 years,
but he
too.
Looks, he's especially scrawny and Jewish now. Yeah. Yes. Not especially Jewish, but he looks especially scrawny and Jewish. I think he was always probably the same level of Judaism in his life. I'm just saying. The older and more
really
shriveled
know.
He gets, the more old and Jewish he looks.
I got
what
you.
What happened?
I don't know what happened there. I wish I could take all that back. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You are listening to the Kevin Bean Show. We'll meet another hopeful for Miss Double December 2010 coming up later on this hour. Live music from the Bravery next hour. Ralph, have you been following the story of Michaela and Tariq Salahi?
Yeah, they. I don't get them. They wig me out. I don't know what's up with this couple in Washington.
They appear to be quite the posers, quite the fame-hungry balloon boy dad whores is what they are.
Yeah.
They got a long history of crash and stuff. I mean, you can go to their Facebook page. You can see pictures of them at a, you know, with Bill Clinton, with Oprah Winfrey, with all sorts of people. They're not really, you know, they're not really running with that crowd, but they show up at a lot of those events. She apparently at one point convinced everybody that she was a former Washington Redskin cheerleader and ended up going to some alumni events with cheerleaders. She was
really?
Never on the squad. It's just crazy. They are trying to get a reality show, I guess, or be part of the new Real Housewives of D.C. that I guess Bravo is casting. And the reason they've been in the news a lot this week is because they showed up at an event at the White House. President Obama, Mrs. Obama there. Lots of bigwigs, lots of invited guests. It was a party for the Prime Minister of India. They weren't on the list, and they showed up and they got into the party. And a lot of people are asking questions. Hey, how did this happen? You know, isn't the Secret Service's job to, I don't know, maybe kind of vet some of these people that show up at the front gate?
Nah.
Not just let anybody in, but they got their picture taken with the vice president and with the president at the party. So they are on the Today Show today saying, you know, how devastating this is and how their whole world has been turned upside down. He at one point said, everything I've worked for the last 44 years has been thrown in the trash because of this.
Oh, screw you,
yeah,
asshole.
Their lives are ruined.
Why is he going places where he doesn't belong then?
He said
this
he
has been the most devastating thing that has ever happened to us. Portraying my wife and I as party crashers, we can tell you that we did not crash the White House. Meanwhile, you ask Robert Gibbs, who's the White House spokesperson, and he says they absolutely did not have tickets. They did crash. They were not on the list. It's not a misunderstanding. You do not show up at the White House as a misunderstanding. So the investigation continues on that.
What about the Washington Redskins thing where she went and said she was a cheerleader, went to the reunion, and she was never a cheerleader with the Washington Redskins?
Ah, I know. I mean, but there are people, and this is what's going to kind of get us into the topic here. There are people who love to go places where they're not invited.
Yeah, this is lost on me because I do not enjoy being places where I don't belong. It makes me uncomfortable. I can't enjoy myself.
You get all skeeved out the whole time. You're worried about you're going to possibly be noticed.
And I feel awkward. And I don't know anybody there. I don't particularly like going places where I do belong half the time because I feel uncomfortable socially sometimes.
Yes, and of course I feel that way times a thousand, as you can imagine. I don't want to go to places where I do belong. I don't want to go to events with my own family, and I do belong there. But we want to talk to people who crash trash stuff. People who show up where they're not on the list for whatever reason, because it's a dare, because it's a thrill, because you think it'll be fun, because you want to embarrass somebody else. I mean, there are so many things that people show up to that they're not supposed to get into, and they do.
And there's all kinds of levels of it. You can go to, you know, parties you don't belong to. There's always, especially here in Los Angeles, always award shows and Hollywood events that people try to get into and get behind the velvet rope and sneak in. And there's all kinds of ways to do it.
From what I take
away, a lot of very creative ways to do it, right? I mean, we've talked to people before who've crashed, you know, Super Bowls dressed up as the Domino's pizza guy and stuff like that. I mean, sometimes you just do it for the thrill. Sometimes you do it because it's an event like the Academy Awards that you can't buy a ticket to, and the only way to get in is to figure out a way to fake your way in.
From
Mike, you were
going to
say, did you do this?
No, I was going to say, from what I could take away from the stories you guys tell me about the old days, Kimmel seems to be a big fan of this too.
Yeah, like, Jimmy used to do it. He's done it several times. Kevin, of course,
is the
king.
Kevin did it together.
Yeah. Kevin has been on the halftime of the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just
on the,
feet
on
away,
the field, right?
Feet away from Michael Jackson on the field. Yeah.
That's right.
He's been at the Grammys. He's been all kinds of places where he didn't belong. He's been on this show. He doesn't belong here. He's been on this show for years. He snuck in here somehow.
I'll never forget watching the MTV Movie Awards about 3 years ago. MTV Video Awards. And Panic at the Disco wins an award, and who do I see walking up with them acting as if he's their manager or their handler, but a big-headed blonde guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets a kick out of it. I don't know. It's lost on me.
Of course, the whole movie Wedding Crashers, that's exactly what it was about. It was about showing up at weddings. You're not on the list. You're not invited, but you figure, hey, there's 200 people there. The bride's not going to know all the groom's, you know, family and friends and vice versa, so we could probably get away with it. And their incentive there was just to meet chicks and get free food.
So, yeah, the only time I ever crashed anything that I can remember now is that my wife and I were at a resort hotel down in Orange County, California. And we met, apparently there was a big wedding going on at the same time we were staying there that weekend. And a couple of people had come out of the wedding to get a smoke or something, and they were walking through the hallway. And apparently they were listeners of this show, and they said, are you Ralph from the Kevin and Bean Show? I said, yeah, and we were talking a little bit. And they said, well, come on into the wedding. We're like, well, no, because we don't belong there, obviously. And, you know, they paid good money for these people to drink and eat, whatever. No, come on in. And so the wife and I went in there and started drinking and partying with all these people. And I remember my wife dancing on the dance floor next to the bride, and the bride just staring at her, not knowing who the hell.
No.
And she came up to me and said, we have to get out of here. I think the bride, I think I'm busted. I think the bride knows I don't belong here. So we scurried out. So that was sort of an invited crash, but still, we did not belong there.
And how would you have felt, Ralph, had somebody crashed your wedding reception?
I would have been not pleased.
You would have been pissed, right?
Not.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. It could be something as big as an Oscars or a Super Bowl, or it could be something as meaningful as as a wedding or a bridal shower or something like that where you weren't supposed to be there, but for some personal reason you wanted to be and you got in. We want to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's take a couple before the break. We'll start with Tony. Tony is on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean Show. I know that our listeners have done a lot of crashing. There's no question about that. I know the stories are out there. Give us a call. Let's get them on the air. Hi, Tony. Thanks for holding on. What's going on, dude?
Hey, I was. This was years ago. You guys were doing the premiere for Batman Forever in Westwood.
That's the Val Kilmer one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was going up there to meet my girlfriend. I had just come back from a shoot. I'm a photographer, and I had all my cameras with me, and I, because I didn't want to leave them in my car. So I walked up there with all this gear, and nobody questioned who I was, and I walked up really close and started shooting pictures of all the celebrities and stuff as they were getting out, shooting pictures of you guys, interviewing them and stuff. And then the event organizers finally found me and gave me the third degree, like almost tackled me, and kept threatening to steal all my gear, like take all my gear away from me, like who am I, what am I doing there, and all that stuff.
Right.
It was kind of fun, but I was able to stay up there for a long time. Nobody questioned who I was because I just walked in like I owned the place.
And by the way, that's an outstanding point, and we've heard that a lot. I mean, this couple that crashed the White House, for instance, they dressed as if they were invited guests to this party.
Right.
I mean, he was wearing a tux. She was wearing a beautiful Indian sari dress that was kind of, in the mood of the theme of the evening with the Prime Minister of India being there. Same thing with you. You show up with your cameras looking professional, or a guy shows up with a tux at the Oscars, or somebody else shows up looking like they work there. A lot of times people just wave you on through. We've heard that time and time again. It's crazy how that works.
Yeah, they say the most powerful weapon at any event backstage is a clipboard. If you're carrying a clipboard, more times than not, you can get almost anywhere you want to go.
Tony, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's do one more before the break, then we'll come back with your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's try Maria. She has picked crashing an event that you would not maybe necessarily have expected. Hi, Maria. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, good morning.
Where you crash, Maria?
Oh, I'm going to tell you. I know you're not going to believe me, but I crash funerals.
You crash funerals?
I went to the funeral by accident when I was about 19 years old.
Hold on a second. How do you accidentally go to a funeral?
I was supposed to go. I was on the wrong day at the wrong place, and I went to the wrong, funeral home.
All right.
Okay.
So I got there. It wasn't the person I thought it was supposed to be. It was another person to know the people. So I sat there because I didn't know, what to do because I felt a little awkward going up and then not being the right person. And I didn't recognize anybody there, so it was crazy. But when I got there, I felt really bad for that person. So I sat and I prayed for him. And then, I don't know, the next time I saw a funeral procession, but you got the funeral cars outside and the
right.
flowers.
Yeah.
I just stopped in, and I've done it at least six times.
You've gone to six strangers' funerals.
Yes, sir.
And not the reception, the actual service. You go in there and you just check it out.
Inside mostly the church. I've done it two funeral parlors, and then the rest have been at churches.
Good times, Maria.
What is it that you think that you're getting out of it that makes you want to keep going back?
You know what? I don't know. When I was younger, when I was 14 or 15, my teacher died. Well, she wasn't my teacher at the time, but she was a former teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time I had ever been to a funeral of that nature. And then when I, knowing somebody, in other words, I really was close to, in other words. And then after that, I have this thing with, death and...
Yeah,
and
you dig death.
I like touching people in their coffin. It's weird. I mean, it's not a bad thing.
Wow. Maria's my new girlfriend. Are you kidding me? This is the best.
But it's not even that. It's not, a weirdo thing.
It's wonderful to look at people in their coffins. No, you're absolutely right.
Sounds normal. All right, Maria.
Do you pick up at the funerals? You ever, met a dude there and you, do it? In the back room or something?
No, not yet. But that sounds interesting.
Yeah, that turns you on, doesn't it? You little freak.
I think you would like it.
You little David Lynch movie, you.
All right, Maria, thank you for the call. Who saw that one coming? Raise your hand if you saw that as being one of the things
never
that was crashed.
Guessed.
Nope.
Never would have guessed.
All right, quick break, then we'll come back with your phone calls. What have you crashed and why? 1-800-520-1067. We'll return right after this.
And now, another drama-filled moment on the Hills.
But I'm nice unless you're fighting with me.
I will go jump off a building if I have to argue with you one more time.
That's interesting.
That was a drama-filled moment on the Hills.
I'm gonna take that Jade out myself, by the way. He's not going to get a shot at her. I'm going to take care of her. She's the worst.
She gets a little leeway, though, for being hot.
I know. She's awfully hot. All right. It's 106.7 KROQ. It is KROQ at 7:23. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about the White House party crashers who went on the Today Show today to say, no, we didn't crash the party. We were invited. Yeah, that's it. We were invited. So far, they haven't been able to turn up an invitation to prove that clear claim. But we are talking about parties that you crashed, events that you crashed. You weren't supposed to be there, but you went anyway. How did it happen and why? 1-800-520-1067. Let's get as many as we can here. We'll start with this is Julia. Julia is on line 7. Thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi. Tell us your story, Julia.
Well, me and my girlfriend, we were 16. We worked at the Hooters in Costa Mesa. Oh. And we were hostesses because you can't be a waitress until you're 18.
Yeah.
And the girl, they have the winging team that goes out to Angels games and Ducks games and passes out wings, mm-hmm. and Cokes. And so they weren't going to the World Series and when the Angels were in it, 2007. And me and my girlfriend snuck in the back and grabbed two uniforms and then grabbed a couple of to-go boxes and went to Ralph's and got the huge bag of cook-your-own-wings. And filled them up and walked up to the gate and said, "Hey, we're here from the wing team," and walked in.
Dude,
that's pretty strong.
All right, walked in.
I'm scared, so we stayed up in the top rows for the first.
Easy there, body language. Whoa,
you're so hot.
She's so hot. 16, working at Hooters. She's got that potty mouth at this time of day. She's crashing.
I'm 18 now.
Yeah.
And I'm 34 double D. Why am I not allowed to participate in Miss Double D December?
I think we're 21 and over for Miss Double D.
Because alcohol.
Because we all, alcohol. A lot of our events have alcohol involved.
That doesn't stop me from drinking.
Well, maybe you,
the
can,
problem,
maybe you can crash one of our events.
Hey, hey, Julia, try to keep keep your figure 3 more years, and then you can apply to be Miss Double D, okay?
I will.
All right. Okay. Feel free to email me either way, though.
Yeah, she's a goer. There's no question about that. All right, let's try Kevin on line 3. We've been taking some calls from people who crash stuff. Rarely have they ended up being arrested for it. Let's hear what Kevin's got to say. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, Kevin, what'd you crash?
My high school prom.
And your own high school prom?
Yeah, and what had happened is it was at the Angel Stadium, and tickets were like $80. So me and my friend said, "Screw that."
Mm-hmm.
So we went down there, and we just figured we'd go to the parties afterwards, and we were sitting in the parking lot, and we're like, hey, I can jump that fence. So we jumped the fence. We were running all around the stadium and stuff. Some of my other friends chickened out and left, and then we were like, all right, we're going to walk down the ramp. We're going to jump in. People are going to know it's going to be cool. If we get caught, they'll just kick us out. That'll be all. So we walked down the ramp. We jumped this little fence, and like, that's where everybody's having the prom.
Right.
And the security instantly comes up to us, and they're just like, can I help you? I was like, yeah, and I reached down in my pocket, and then I just rushed through them, and I take off, and I made it maybe 5 feet before they tackled me.
Yeah, you're pretty smooth.
Yeah.
You are.
You're bull rush security.
Yeah.
So
I ended up knocking a girl flat on her ass.
And
you are a winner in every respect, my friend. You are something else.
We ended up getting arrested, and I got an informal probation and crap from it.
Yeah. Well, I think they made the right choice, and I think they were glad to see you hauled out of there.
Would you say that was the beginning of the end of your life? That was when the spiral started, when things just went wildly out of control for you, Kevin?
No, actually, things have been really good since I school.
All right.
Ooh, really?
It surprises me somehow to hear you say that.
Yeah, I just picture a trailer somewhere with you in it.
Let's try line 8, please. This is Alex talking about stuff you sneaked into. Hi, Alex. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What'd you do?
Hey, how you doing? Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Alex. Would you?
Yeah, well, we snuck into the backstage at the Rage concert and just ran around, and there's all these trailers that we found this VIP section. We end up hanging out with Wu-Tang Clan, and it was pretty cool just hanging out, and I had some smokes while we were there, too. It was pretty cool.
You and the Wu-Tang Clan.
Was that Rock the Bells?
Yeah, that was Rock.
Yeah,
mm-hmm, I figured.
Kevin and I were backstage there. We were introing Wu-Tang Clan, and we're booed very, very heavily for introing the Wu-Tang Clan, being from the station we're from and being white.
Yeah. Right.
How did you get backstage, Alex? Because a lot of people, especially our listeners, go to events, go to concerts, who would love to be able to get backstage and never can. How'd you manage it?
You know, we just walk towards the back, and there's like all these people like doing whatever they need to do. So like security's not really like watching every single person, and we just walk by like just whatever, la da da, and you know, just act like you're supposed to be there. And
oh, la da da! I gotta remember that next time. La da da.
Yeah, that's the key. That's the key right there. All right, thank you very much for the call. Let's try Books, an unlikely name. Books.
Ah, good old really? Books.
On line 5, you know, it's interesting. We're getting a wide variety of events that were crashed. I didn't see this one coming either. Hey Books, welcome to the Kevin Beach.
Can we take can we take a little wager whether his name is actually Books or whether someone screwed it up in the other room?
Like Brooks?
I think it's a nickname. All right. Think maybe they call him Books because he's like
smart,
you know, Poindexter or something.
What's up,
that's
Books?
My guess.
Pretty close. Okay, I'll go with that.
What is your
What's your name?
My name is Books.
Books. Okay.
That's your real actual name, Books?
Well, no. My full name is Books, not Bombs.
Books, not Bombs.
What kind of super hippies were your parents?
This is the strangest assortment of callers we've had in a long time between the hot Hooters chick and the high school dropout guy, and now Books, not Bombs is on the phone.
Why'd you crash Books, not Bombs?
Hey, Kevin Bean. Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
I crashed an all-girl slumber party back in high school.
All right.
Well, girls, everybody. Did they notice you?
They noticed me, but it kind of turned out differently than I thought it would turn out. I went there because I was mad at my girlfriend at the time. I knew that there was this slumber party going on with a bunch of, underclassmen. I think I was a junior. They were sophomores.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And when I got there, long story short, I just wanted to make my girlfriend mad. I guess they wanted to make their boyfriends mad. So let's just say I left that slumber party $3 richer and a lot happier.
Okay. All right. Sounds like some sweet love was made.
Good man.
Yeah.
Hey,
Just so you know what ended up happening, I guess they wanted to try certain things out that their boyfriends wouldn't do. I didn't really want to be a bad boyfriend and cheat on my girlfriend, so I said, you know, if you guys pay me, of course I'll do it, thinking that they'd say no. Well, two of them said yes, and one of them borrowed a dollar from someone else.
You are a cheap whore. You are a cheap whore, Books for Nut Bombs.
No kidding. $1. That's all you need for love.
So you'll do anything we want for a buck. That's what we're learning here on this call, right?
Pretty much anything. And I have a little advice for you guys. If you want to find a great website, go to bumrushtheshow.com. It's something that we used to do back in the 80s. You'd all get a bunch of friends. You'd go to an event. And you'd have so many that they wouldn't be able to catch you all. And you'd actually bum rush the show.
I'm sorry, what was that website again?
Bum Rush the Show.
It's a little late, Mike. It's been on the air already. It's a little late.
Takes the sting out of it, really.
Books, not Bobs. Hey, real quick before you go, and then we're going to make way for another Miss Double December contestant coming up here on the Kevin DeBeach Show. Miss Cleo says that you call frequently and you often hit on her. Is that true?
What?
I may have a little bit of a crush on Miss Cleo.
Oh. Well, we got to get you in here, Bucks.
Yeah,
because
she is
desperately single.
We don't have to get him in. He'll just crash.
I mean, if you could tell someone with my name, Books Not Bombs, and Miss Cleo, I think we both would go together perfectly.
I do, too. We could say Books Not Bombs, meet Boobs Not Brains.
You guys know that I love the Christmas music. I'm a Christmas music aficionado, as you know. And I was very excited when the Bob Dylan Christmas album came out this year. And then I heard it, and I don't know exactly what Bob is trying to do here at 68 years old, sounding like this.
Everybody knows the turkey and some mistletoe.
I mean, he wouldn't make it past the first round of American Idol.
After midnight season bright.
I'm not saying he's not a fantastic artist and has made a great deal of contribution to the world of rock. He's maybe not singing the best he's ever done in his life. And why a Christmas album at 68 years old? So we have many questions for the great Bob Dylan. He joins us now in the Kevin and Bean Show to answer them all for us because we love catching up with Mr. Dylan. Hey, Bob, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, good evening.
It's good to talk to you as well. So you were satisfied with the take on the songs on that album? You heard that and you said, yep, that's how it's going to sound, and I'm going to put it out like that.
That was great. All the kids need to go to them and say, hey, that's it. They're done.
I don't know what you just said, but I was going to suggest that maybe you drink some tea with lemon in it and then come back and try the vocals again tomorrow. Now, Bob, I guess the plus side for the album is whatever you end up selling, all the money is going to charity. You're doing this. You did this record because you wanted to raise money to help feed people around the world, right?
I'm a big believer in helping other people. And you go, all the proceeds, you get something.
Anyone get? I heard helping other people. You lost me after helping other people.
That's enough.
So you like it because I guess the money goes right to a food bank or something like that. There's no government intervention, no military, no bureaucracy. The food just goes right to the people who need it, and that's what you're trying to do this holiday season.
Yeah, I don't even buy food. I just make them eat the money.
No one is eating the money,
no,
Bob.
It goes right to the people who need it. Just eat the money. Eat the coins,
That doesn't sound very tasty. Now, you've been around for 50 years, but I don't recall you doing a great deal of charity work in the past. Is this something you're passionate about?
Oh, I'm a fan of helping people. I love help, help, help. I love just help. Help.
Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know, I need someone.
You had that right there at your fingertips. Is this a theme for your theme time radio hour?
Yeah, happy time lemonade hour. Bob Dylan, right there in the theme song, and the story behind the song.
Okay, so Help is one of the songs. What else are you playing on this show?
Lean on me when you're not strong.
I'll be your friend.
Why lean on me? What's that have to do with charity, Bob?
We help each other. Lean on you.
Okay.
Lean on this.
And do you have to sing along? Is that necessary?
Yes, because I'm a
We are the sick and tired of the day, so
Bob, are you there?
Yeah.
What about that Michael Jackson? He crazy, right?
Yeah, he did.
He's dead. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's Christmas. That's a charity single to raise money for starving people. Sure.
Helping people.
Now, that's what you're about.
I'll be there for you. You need to know that. I'll be there
for you. That's not about helping people, Bob. Bob, that's the theme song for the Friends TV show. Bob? Bob? He's doing the hand claps. All right, Bob. We're going to let you go. We don't need to hear the whole thing. All right. Thanks, Bob. Happy holidays to you.
Bye, Bob.
That's a very mellow vibe right there, is what that is.
Thanks for coasting with us. I'm Mike Zagliaridis.
It's 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q, and it's 7:51. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. My fear is that the Bravery aren't going to be loud enough to be heard. That's what I'm worried about. We're not going to be able to make out what they're saying.
I was promised a full performance, not a stripped-down acoustic thing. Because what do they have? Maybe a guitar?
Actually, they have 400 amplifiers and 900 crewmen in the hallway.
Yes.
Making human pyramids.
And seven metric tons of rack-mounted effects.
The Bravery, who are an awesome band, who are on the bill for the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 show. They got a new record out today, and they could play the Rose Bowl with the equipment that's in the hallway right here. But
they are good to go.
We will see what it sounds like. We'll talk to and hear from the Bravery coming up next hour right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Tuesday. What's happening?
You know how every Monday we talk about the top 10 movies at the box office, talk about the big money makers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder if people would remember the flops as much as they do the smash hits. Everyone's talking about Twilight, what a big moneymaker it is. Interesting list from The Hollywood Reporter today. The top 10 biggest movie flops of the decade so far.
Okay.
Interesting.
Of the 2000s. Interesting list. Forgot about some of these. Some of them, my eyes will smell forever. Let's take a look at the top 10, shall we? The Spirit. Superhero comic book movie, The Spirit.
With Scarlett Johansson, right?
Scarlett Johansson, exactly. Eva Mendes. Great cast.
Now, are these movies that that cost a lot of money to make and didn't come anywhere close to their return, or movies that just made so little at the box office they got on the list?
No, these are expensive films that made a little money.
Okay.
The Spirit, for example, cost $60 million to make, only grossed $19 million domestically.
Ouch.
No.
That would be a failure. Grindhouse, the Robert Rodriguez, Quentin Tarantino film. Cost $67 million to make, that movie did.
No kidding.
How ironic is it? A movie about the low-budget B-movie genre cost almost $70 million to make.
What did it make?
By the way, I have a feeling this is going to be one of the few movies on this list that I'm glad I saw and enjoyed very much, despite whether it made money or not.
No, I enjoyed it as well, but it did not make a lot of money. $25 million domestically. Top
down. How about that?
Number 8 was Rollerball.
Missed that one too.
The remake of Rollerball with Ice Cube and Chris Klein,
Chris Klein.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it cost $70 million to make.
Why would it cost that much?
Well, they do have to roll.
On balls.
And ball. Made $19 million. The Invasion. Yet another version of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, starring Nicole Kidman and Daniel Craig. Cost $80 million to make. Only grossed $15 million.
Half of that was their salaries.
Yeah.
I saw some of that on the satellite the other night. Bad, bad movie.
And those are good actors.
Good actors, yeah.
Number 6, Catwoman, starring Halle Berry.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Catwoman cost $100 million to make.
Whoa.
It had a domestic gross of $40 million, which isn't horrible, but when you put it up against the $100 million.
Right.
That was ridiculous. A romantic comedy starring Warren Beatty and Diane Keaton called Town and Country.
Uh-huh.
Also written and directed by Warren Beatty as well. Cost $90 million.
Oh, my God.
This is a romantic comedy that cost $90 million. It grossed $6.7 million.
And I that heard was about one of
those, that. That was one of those movies that was famously, they kept canceling its the release, and then they went back and reshot some. Yeah.
They kept tooling with it and tooling with it.
Lisa, did you see it?
I didn't.
Oh, wow.
Because
I'm surprised.
I mean, people talked about how awful it was.
Gary Shandling was also in that.
That's right.
Big, big, big nightmare.
Good list.
Geely.
I did see that.
Famous smash flop Geely with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Cost $54 million to make. Made $6 million.
Got my money.
That was a flop.
That's terrible.
And I sense that Kevin Smith wears that film like a badge of honor.
Yeah, he didn't do that one.
Oh, he did.
No,
you're thinking of Jersey Girl, right?
Jersey Girls was his. Yeah. That's right. That was his Geely.
Geely
right.
was not his fault. Although Jersey Girl came out just after Geely, so it had the Geely stink all over it.
Yeah. That's right.
Did star Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, which could have been part of the reason Jersey Girl didn't do as well as it did. But here's the thing about Smith's movies. They don't cost anything.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, the studio's going to make them all day long because they're not going to lose any money on his films. They almost always make a profit, at least on DVD.
Yeah.
Land of the Lost with our buddy Will Ferrell, third on the list. Cost over $100 million to make, grossed $65 million, which isn't as bad in comparison to some of these.
Bad.
But it's up there. Battlefield Earth, of course, the John Travolta Scientology movie, cost $75 million to make, only made $21 million. And number one, the biggest flop of the decade so far, according to Hollywood Reporter, The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
What happened?
What happened indeed?
What did that cost?
Murphy starring as an outer space adventurer cost $100 million to make, Lisa May.
Wow.
It grossed $4 million.
Oh, dude. Man.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. So, thought you might be interested to know the biggest loser of the decade. That's all right. Eddie's making Beverly Hills Cop 5 or whatever, so he'll bounce back. Speaking of bouncing back, there is a title for the new Limp Bizkit album.
Oh, yeah.
Fred Durst tweeted yesterday that it's called Gold Cobra will be the name of the new CD. Of course, we all know the working title for some time was Unpolished Turd No One Will Buy. But now they've changed it to a Gold Cobra.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
This is the band's first CD since Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water back in 2000.
Gold Cobra sounds like a malt liquor.
It sure does. Billy Dee Williams should be selling it to me on the TV.
Why?
And the Strokes will return to the stage for the first time since October 2006 in a big way.
Why?
It was confirmed yesterday.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
No. The band.
That the Strokes will be headlining the Isle of Wight Festival in the UK in 2010 with Jay-Z. That's an interesting one-two punch.
Nate Dogg?
Wow.
I don't think Nate Dogg's going to make it. Yeah, this is... this is a big deal. Julian Casablancas, of course, the lead singer, who released his first solo album, said the band's going to get together in January to record its fourth studio album, and then we'll be performing at the Isle of Wight Festival. So, Stroke fans, take heart.
They came to party, and they weren't disappointed.
It's a different kind of Stroke.
Strokes. Yeah. Strokes.
Today's celebrity birthdays, director Woody Allen, writer, actor, director. He is 74 years old today. I just had a stroke. Drummer John Densmore.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. John Densmore, drummer for The Doors. This is the end, beautiful friend. I just watched that the other day with the Oliver Stone.
It's a great movie.
Biofilm of The Doors with Val Kilmer.
And you go, wow, Val Kilmer was handsome and Jim Morrison, young and thin.
He was a beautiful young man. That movie's better when you are high. Because the first time I saw it, I was high. Mm-hmm. And this time I saw it, I was straight.
Not as good.
It's better.
I want some poppers?
Yes, I do. Bette Midler is 64 years old
today. All right.
Comedian Sarah Silverman turns 39. Brad Delson of Linkin Park is 32. Subway pitchman Jared Fogle is 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
See? Easy. Told you. All you have to do is listen for the song, then call in. Be caller 20. Sofia Alvarez was, and she won tickets for night number one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 concert. We always have a list up at krock.com where you can go and find out what song, what hour, what you're listening for. Then you just pick up the phone and call, and you too can be a winner. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 8:05. You know, we're only a couple weekends away from the Almost Acoustic Christmas Show. We look forward to them every year, and one of the reasons I'm very excited this year is that one of my favorite live bands is back on the bill. Ladies and gentlemen, they join us here in the studio. How about the Bravery?
Yeah.
Right on.
Hey, guys. Sam and Michael are here in studio. The other guys, I think, are in the other room preparing to rock our faces off. How are you today?
Good. Good to be back.
Good to have you back. Sam, I think we talked to you on the phone right when the first single came out, right? I think that we spoke with you from somewhere in the world. I don't remember where you were. It was when we first started playing Slow Poison. Right. But has it been pretty busy ever since then when you gear up for a new record coming out?
Yeah, we did a whole U.S. tour for about 7 weeks. And then we've been off kind of relaxing for 10 days, and now we got a whole bunch of things to do.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know. I just show up. I don't want to know what the schedule is.
You just go where they tell you.
Right.
Yeah, just go. Because when I look at it, I get
You just take
out.
One moment at a time.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I think that's smart is to, hey, where do I need to be today? And right. That's all you need
like,
to tell me.
I know we're flying. I have to be at an airport tomorrow, but I don't know, you know, which airport or where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. I mean, most of us can't imagine having a life that's that complex that people have to literally guide you to where it is you're supposed to be next. But, I mean, I guess there's a lot to keep straight in a job like
yours. It turns you into an infant.
Right. We're just really lazy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And usually hungover and probably can't.
Yeah. It's what you always hear about musicians getting into trouble and winding up in jail or whatever when they're off the road. It's because it turns you into a moron. Like, your brain doesn't even work anymore.
Because you're running your own life.
They drop you off at the airport at the end of the tour, and you're like, how do I get home? Like, where are my keys? Like, what? You know what I mean?
do you guys, were you the kind of band that had those tough years of doing everything yourself, though, of calling and making the reservations and setting up the club and doing all that stuff and packing your own gear? I mean, did you have that hard scrabble life, or did it happen pretty fast for you and you didn't have to do too much of that back in the early days?
I would say that we had that for about a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
year and a half to 2 years, which, you know, we are very lucky that it wasn't, you know, it wasn't that long.
Yeah, I
but
wonder
we,
about
you know,
these.
We were in a van for a while and doing that kind of stuff.
And that's a whole different way to live, isn't it?
We're in our drummer's mom's minivan for a while.
Awesome. I look at some of these bands. There's bands out there that are road dogs that take, you know, 20 years to quote unquote make it, and they live that life. And it's the music, it's the love of what they do that keeps them going. You guys think you would have stuck with it if you hadn't hit it big the way you did?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think we've all been playing music since we were little kids. You know, and if I was on death row, I'd still be writing songs. You know. If I was
they'd be really sad, though, wouldn't they?
They'd be
happy, joyous. Yeah.
Exactly.
Now that you guys are big-time rock stars and you are living the lifestyle, flying from city to city in the hustle and bustle, do the most mundane kind of everyday tasks become enjoyable to you? I mean, did you look forward to getting back off the road and going to 7-Eleven or doing something that you couldn't do? Peeing in
For
a bathroom?
Me, when you had handlers.
Yeah, peeing in a bathroom that you don't have someone outside waiting to use?
I find that, for me personally anyway, when we've been on the road for maybe 3 or 4 weeks, it starts to get real, real grueling and I get real sick of it. But then when I'm off the road, I'm ecstatic for about 2 days and then I don't know what to do with myself and I miss it. And I can't wait to get back. It's like, this is my analogy. It's like eating chocolate cake. Like, everybody loves chocolate cake and chocolate cake is great. But if all you ever ate all day, every day was chocolate cake, you would get sick of that. Cake.
Sure. You know of course.
So that's what touring is like. It's like chocolate cake all the time.
Right. But with more girls.
Exactly.
And less love handles.
We're talking to Sam and Michael from The Bravery. They're going to be stepping into the other room and performing live for us here on the Kevin Bean Show in a few minutes, which they've done before and is always fun. And I have to mention, by the way, that if it doesn't sound good, it's not on you guys, because I've never seen a band better prepared to play a couple of songs on the radio than you guys. You had a team in here that started loading in equipment at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. We can barely move down the halls. There's so much stuff. It's as if you're playing the Rose Bowl with what you've got here today.
We have a lot of keyboards, synthesizers.
Yes.
I think that's what it takes up all the space. We have like 4 or 5 keyboards.
And is that different? Because when I was driving around yesterday, I got the new Stir the Blood yesterday, new album from The Bravery available today. I was driving around with it yesterday, and it seemed like it was very dense. Like there's an awful lot going on in a lot of these songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because there is. There's a lot of keyboards, but also we tried to create these ambient sounds. Like we were going for landscapes, you know. So we went out to this church in upstate New York, this abandoned church, and just lived there for a long time. and we would just, you know, mic up the church in all these weird ways and use that ambient space to create this, you know, sonic atmosphere.
And was there was just something about that vibe, that room, that sounded and felt good to you guys?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you're in church, it's made to be acoustic in a really interesting way. And so we use that a lot.
Would you mind if we played for the audience a couple of clips from the new record? Maybe you could talk about some of the clips that we're about to hear, and then you guys can do some stuff like, okay, go.
Yeah, sure.
The Bravery Stir the Blood is out, available everywhere today for a sale or download. Here's one clip from the album, a song I really like called Song for Jacob. Listen up. Is there a guy named Jacob out there somewhere who's about to have the best day of his life because of that song?
I got the idea for that song from a play called Awake and Sing by a socialist playwright from the 1930s named Clifford Odets. And I really liked the play, and I was thinking about the characters in it, and that's what the story was inspired by.
I did not see that answer coming. I could honestly say I would not have
guessed
that.
You weren't expecting that. Yeah.
From New Bravery, Stir the Blood, this one's called I Am Your Skin. I listened to that one a couple times yesterday, and I can't decide whether it's really creepy or romantic. Which is it?
Right. I think it's both. You know, it's about, I guess, intimacy, I would say.
These songs that you have so much going on, is it tough to reproduce them on stage?
We have always done things differently live than in the studio. We think of them as two different, you know, creative processes. So live, a lot of the subtleties, nuances that you have on the album don't really communicate into it. You know, they don't really work in a live setting. So we will replace that with kind of more guitars or you know, more you know, musicianship things.
Right, right. I guess you guys are kind of known for that. I mean, you're one of the few bands that has ever done what you did with The Sun and the Moon, where you basically put it out two different times, done two different ways, because there's a lot of directions a song can go, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, every one of our songs has like 10 different versions of it that no one ever hears, that, you know, come up in the process of making the song. And then there's the live version, which is different too. So, when we did The Sun and the Moon, we thought it would be cool to show people the different sides of all the songs. So we recorded the whole album twice.
That was really interesting. And was the record company not pleased with that decision? Because it seems like that would be kind of a risk. A lot of money to spend for maybe an album that a lot of people wouldn't go out and buy again.
That's correct. And so they didn't want to spend the money on it. So we just did it ourselves. And then when it was done, they actually really liked it. And so it was released.
All right, one more from the new album from Stir the Blood, and this is maybe my favorite song on the album so far, and that'll change as I spend more time with it, but it's a little different from the other stuff. It's called Sugar Pill. I feel like it needs some sort of slow motion montage at the end of Friday Night Lights or something when I hear a song like that.
I feel pill? David Lynch murder scene.
Yeah,
yeah. Perfect soundtrack. Yeah,
I like that.
That was
what's Sugar Pill? Where's that coming from?
Sugar Pill. I guess that is kind of a different one. It's a little slower. It's the last song on the album, and that, you know, a lot of times when I'm writing, I'll just go out into New York City by myself and stay up all night and just write on napkins or whatever. And that was a song that came from that experience, kind of watching all the people around me.
Interesting. All right, I'm going to take that information and go back and listen again and see what I can come up with then. The Bravery is here. They're going to be on the bill for night number two of the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009. It's a great lineup this year. Muse, by the way, is going to be playing the night. 311, Slightly Stupid, Phoenix, who's another great live band. You guys will be there. Metric, Vampire Weekend, Cage the Elephant, and a band that really had a breakthrough year this year, White Rabbits. All of them online on night number two. And we'll get a little bit of a preview of what the Bravery sounds like live. If you've never been lucky enough to hear them before, they are going to start it up and play for us next right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show. This Friday morning, please join The Kevin and Bean Show live. We are going to be at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. You can get all the details at KROQ.com. Why are we going to be back down in Orange County? Well, it's the Miss Double December pageant to find out who will wear the crown in 2010 as Miss Double December for The Kevin and Bean Show. We've got a couple of more contestants, a couple of more hopefuls who will join us before the end of the show. Sarah will be here and Stacy will be here on the way from the world-famous KROQ. It is 8:20. This is The Kevin and Bean Show, Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, a couple weekends away. The Bravery is going to be playing on night number two in support of Muse and 311 and a bunch of other great bands. They are here in the studio on The Kevin and Bean program right now, and I think you're going to do Slow Poison, right, from the new record Stir the Blood. You guys ready to rock?
Yeah.
Let's do it. The Bravery. Then I want my crime today.
Live music from the Bravery. You know, people have been saying the Kevin and Bean show is like Slow Poison for years. So I think now, finally, we may have a theme song. So thank you for that, guys. The album is out today called Stir the Blood with that song on it. You can get it at all the usual places, your Amazon.com and your iTunes or at retail. But you're also you're selling fan pack editions of the album at thebravery.com. What kind of stuff are you offering for people who buy direct from you?
Well, you know, now that everybody downloads everything physical, you know, a physical CD or especially vinyl is a really cool thing to have because it's more like a piece of art, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So for people that want that kind of thing, you know, we have all that stuff.
Oh, that's cool. And autographed versions and stuff like that that people can get. They're hardcore Bravery fans, right?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Good deal. If you have time, we'd love to hear another one since you guys went to all the trouble to plug in. Would you mind playing something else for us?
Yeah, we got time.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do Believe.
Love it.
Ooh.
Free, right there on the Kevin and Bean Show, performing live. The new album is out today called Stir the Blood. You can see the band performing also on the George Lopez Tonight Show on TBS, which, ironically, you guys are funnier than George Lopez is, so that should be a good show. It should be worth tuning in for. Bravery, thanks so much for coming in. We love you guys. We'll see you in a couple weeks at the show, all right?
Right on. Thank you.
Thanks. Dead. 106.7 KROQ. It is the world famous K-Rock. What? I'm just saying. Oh, he's not dead.
I'm just
right?
Saying.
He's not dead.
That's harsh.
It's 8:37. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is the most wonderful time of the year. I'm talking about Miss Double December 2010. Ralph, do you understand that we're going to have a new queen crowned on Friday live in Fullerton?
No, I don't understand that at all.
That's happening.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Giant size cans.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Big ones.
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Cannons, people. Big old boobies.
Yeah, all this week we are meeting the contestants, the hopefuls to be Miss Double December 2010. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio, Stacey.
Yeah!
Hi, Stacey.
Hi.
Stacey, got a little something right here on your lip. You got a little something there.
Fishing accident.
Oh, my
actually.
God. It's a giant piece of metal. What are you rocking there? Is that a piercing you've got?
Yes, it is.
That looks painful as hell.
No, actually, it's not anymore.
Really? Does it ever get
away?
And
I'm going to tell you.
No.
Oh, of anything? Question, of anything ever?
Not usually.
You've caused some blood
plenty
letting,
of
you?
Practice, so it doesn't get in the way anymore.
All right.
Yeah.
What little I know about piercing is that by the time a woman gets her lip pierced, she's got other places already done, so she's fine.
Do you have other piercings, Stacey?
No, of course not.
Of course you don't.
Which means yes. Now, Stacey said something so shocking. By the way, you can play along the Kevin and Bean home game. Please go to kevinandbean.com and you can see Stacey's photos up on the website. You can see her questionnaire and you can vote for her if you'd like her to be Miss Double December 2010. You said something I wasn't expecting when you walked in the room today, which is, hey, I was here last year.
Yep.
You look different than you did last year, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
You've made some changes.
Right, hair changes.
Yeah.
It was fake hair last year, so it's all good.
This is the real you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
Not completely, but
did you lose
hair.
Some weight, too?
I did, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, good for you.
Well,
he's
you know
on
Mike
that.
Will notice.
Keep it up. Yeah. Keep it up. Good work.
I was like, I'm going to win this damn thing.
Surprised Mike didn't weigh you when you came in. Usually he's got the scale
oh,
set up.
So, thinking back 12 months, what was your experience like vying for last year's Miss Double December? Obviously, it was something that you didn't hate it so much that you're trying it again, but did you have fun? Was it tough to get that close to the brass ring and not win it?
It was fun, but it was freezing. That's the only thing I remember being bad.
It was cold last year.
It was cold, yeah.
In a bikini on a stage, like, at 5 in the morning is...
Yeah. Didn't we have, like, one heat lamp in the back
yeah, there's
that
one
everyone
heat
was
lamp,
huddled
and
around?
And we have, like, these little robes, and everybody's like...
That's how we keep you alert at that time in the morning, is
and
to freeze you.
Yeah, everybody just wants to drink, but we can't. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, unfortunately, there can only be one winner, and I'm telling you, we've really enjoyed Cassidy, Miss Double December 2009. She has been awesome, and we're going to be sad to see her.
Sandra's been even better.
Yeah, Sandra's good, too.
Her name.
But
that.
She'll always be a part of Kevin and Bean family. That's the beautiful thing about it. We may not get their names right, but they definitely are part of the family.
Bean doesn't remember his own family's name, either. So
I don't see Cassandra very often, but I do enjoy her when I do. All right, let's talk about Stacey. Let's see her application. You're 25 years old. You are both a bartender and an esthetician. You're doing both of those things. One a day, one at night.
Wow, Bean, you all right?
Good with the words today.
I'm being Kevin today. Can't you guys see my tribute? This is supposed to be touching.
Do you extract blackheads while people drink? Do you ever do that at the bar?
Not usually.
No?
I just try and keep them, you know.
But you could combine the two into one all service.
I don't want
stop.
Anything falling into anyone's drink.
No, you would not. Your autobiography, if you had to entitle it, you said it would be called Fembot?
Yes.
The parts of a woman, the mind of a man.
Right. I have a lot of guy friends that call me the fembot because, you know, the blonde, big boobs thing helps a little bit. But pretty much can drink all my guy friends under the table. Don't feel it the next day. I'm kind of just like a guy at heart. Like, I like off-roading and that kind of thing. And I know a lot more than some guys. So
shallow, meaningless one-night stands. Is that something you like as well?
They always turn into two-night stands. I don't know.
Do you like sports?
I do. I love football. Go Chargers.
Chargers are your team? How about you're having quite a year. All right.
Not in the beginning, but now we are.
Looking good. We ask all the girls if they if they were to do any stripping, what song would they come out to? You had a great choice.
Ugh, love that song.
Let's hear a little bit of that.
Sevenfold. You write, every time I listen to the song, I imagine being surrounded by ones or fives if it's a good night.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Have you done any dancing on stage, Stacey?
I have not. You know, if I wasn't worried about having a drinking or drug problem, I probably would, but I couldn't do it sober.
Okay.
That could be an issue. I could see that. Smart girl.
Superpower, you say you'd like to have x-ray vision. How come?
Right. So that I would never be disappointed again, because there's been some times, you know.
You guys do hide it away pretty good.
How long did you date Psycho Mike?
I can't argue. Yeah.
Oh, did you hear? And he just gave me the puppy. Aw.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's too bad. I know, but it's what God gave me,
or didn't.
What is your talent going to be? Of course, your talent is something that you'll be doing in front of the live crowd at the Slide Bar in Fullerton on Friday. What are you going to be pulling out for us?
Well, apparently I'm going to be hula hooping, and now it will be taking a shot instead of drinking a beer, because that was pretty much impossible. So I switched it up a little bit.
So you volunteered to do a talent before you knew you could actually do it.
Yeah.
You said you would hula hoop and drink a beer, but now you're going to do a shot while hula hooping.
Right.
What'd you do last year in the talent competition? I forget.
You didn't forget. I make my boobs dance, I guess.
Yeah, you can make them dance separately. Yeah.
Separately at the same time.
You might actually add that to the talent portion this year again.
Well, I tried to switch it up a little bit, because apparently it was a crowd favorite last year, but it didn't get me the win. So, you know, I had to switch it up.
And, you know, talent is everything when it comes to this competition. Yeah.
That's one thing that we've determined.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, it's all about the talent.
So the part of the competition last year that you know was a crowd pleaser is the part you decided not to repeat. That's what you're telling us. That's how you thought.
What was I thinking?
You brought some hula hoops here today. We've given you a shot. We poured you some of the alcohol we keep in the office there, and we'd like to see if you can actually do your talent here while we film it and put it up on the website.
As long as there's room in here for a
Well, we'll make room for it. We'll take your headset off. We'll move the chair, and we'll give you some room and see if
we'll put Callie out in the hall if we have to. I got no problems with that.
Right,
Psycho Mike, you got some music here for Stacey? Maybe something she can hula to? And by the way, yeah, we are videotaping all of the appearances by the contestants here on the Kevin Bean Show this week, and you can see them all up on the website at kevinbean.com if you miss any or want another look.
All right, she's got her shot of vodka pre-poured.
Okay.
She is grabbing the hula hoops while we speak.
Mike, you can play some music here?
There we go.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, shot.
Come on.
All right. DJ Psycho Mike. That's all I got, though. For. Okay, here we go.
Pretty tight.
Get some of this stuff out of the way. Here, I'll hold the shot for you.
This is the first time hula hooping has been done on the radio since 1954, by the way. I'm very proud of this.
Yes. Here we go. Do it. She's hula hooping.
She is hula hooping. And I don't know if she was trying to make her boobs move, but they certainly were.
They were, and the hips were going, and everything was working all at the same time. So.
And they don't lie, either.
I'm impressed.
Put that in the file, would you please?
All right, so that is the beautiful Stacey M. She is going for it again. She did not win last year, but she is hoping to be Miss Double December 2010. She is one of our 9 finalists. You can find her on the website at kevinandbean.com. Please vote for her. Stacey, are you calling friends and family, getting them involved in the voting?
Oh, yes, and I've got the internet at my hand, so working on that, too.
Yeah. Okay. Beat the bushes, so to speak.
Whoa!
Just saying, get people out there to vote.
We didn't even ask about that. Ralph, interesting you would bring that up. All right, Stacey, great to see you again. Thank you for coming in, and we'll see you Friday in Fullerton, all right?
Cool.
You guys proud of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Killers, Pearl Jam, and Green Day on the way. It's 106.7 K-Rock. This is KROQ at 8:54. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, I know you're just beginning your showbiz beat this hour, Ralph, but I have a preemptive email from Mario who's complaining about my decision that I stand by to give the beautiful Sarah Silverman a bell on her birthday today. You guys are with me on that, right?
He's an idiot.
Absolutely.
He's an idiot, right? Super sexy, super hot, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not just me. The guy thinks we were just belling her because she's funny. Mm-hmm. She also happens to be hilarious, but I think she's very, very pretty as well.
Sexy as hell.
Yep.
That's what I think, too. All right, let's see what Ralph has going on in the showbiz beat this time around.
It is the continuation of Remake-a-Mania. Hollywood cannot stop remaking old movies, and they've just announced another one. The two guys who are the director and producer of Disney's new Tron remake,
yes,
are also remaking another Disney film. This was actually the first PG-13 movie that Disney ever made. It was a 1979 science fiction film called The Black Hole.
Well, the hole gotta be black.
Because, Lisa, that's the name of it. That's the story. And if I remember correctly, it was a pretty good little movie. So, actually, with the new technology at their disposal, it could be very interesting. It's about a...
Is it science fiction about space?
Yeah, it's a crew who come across a lost ship with a scientist inside who's commanding an army of faceless robots.
Black Hole.
And he says his crew deserted him because he planned to go through the black hole. And then the crew that found him discovers that the faceless robots actually are his crew. He turned them into robots.
Well, the hole got to be black.
Because that's the name of the phenomenon. God, Lisa's so touchy ever since you started dating.
What happened?
Since you started dating that black guy.
Okay. That's it.
Beyonce.
Oh.
Well, the hole got to be black.
Is, oh, come on.
Is bitching about her, her career, her life.
Oh, she's not doing well, right?
She says in an interview she has sacrificed her entire life for fame, and she never...
Tell me you're not serious.
She never had the opportunity to make all the normal mistakes in private like anyone else would, so she's at a real disadvantage. Oh, shut up. She said she's worked her tail to the bone.
Ooh.
Since the tender age of 15. But now she plans to take some time off next year, take some art classes, and visit Egypt.
Oh, f*** you.
I feel so bad for you, Beyonce. It must be brutal being you.
Didn't she choose that career and she decided to make those records and go on all of those tours and stuff like that?
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yes, she did.
Okay.
I no longer feel sorry for her.
Don't people
realize that everything costs, no matter what it is, good, bad, or indifferent? All your actions have consequences. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to dedicate your life to trying to be a music star and to become big and famous and rich, and then you achieve that, you're going to have to lose something on the other side of it. You don't get everything.
Yeah, whether it's time or privacy or something. Yeah, but you're right. There is definitely another side. I mean, I was watching her Thanksgiving Day concert special that aired on ABC, and I was thinking, nobody forced her to do that, right? She didn't have to do that special if she didn't want to work that hard, but she chose to.
Absolutely. Here's some shocking news. Snoop Dogg is not a morning person. Apparently, he was asked to ring the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange.
Snoop D-O-double-G. How you doing, man?
I'm back on the block. What do you do, nephew?
I think Snoop was surprised after he accepted to find out that they ring that bell early in the morning. He must not have known that, or he wouldn't have said yes. It goes off at 9:30 a.m. That's when they ring the bell, and Snoop barely made it. Apparently, he slept through his alarm, several wake-up calls from his publicist and manager, and got there just in time to ring the opening bell for the New York Stock Exchange. He was just really like seconds away from missing it.
Hilarious.
It's like working with Kevin when you work with Snoop Dogg.
I believe Snoop Dogg was one of the guests on the Kevin and Bean show that was shocked to find out that it was a morning show.
That's true, yes. He was not pleased.
See how they come at black people?
Horrible television news.
Well, the hole got to be black.
The Daily Variety announces that Nicole Richie has been tapped to star in a new sitcom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Listen, television. Hey, television, listen up. Really? I don't want to hear the networks anymore bitching and moaning about how no one's watching their programming and how everything has to be canceled. When you give Nicole Richie, if you star her in a sitcom, you get what you deserve. She will play a professional woman with a complicated family, struggling to figure out what role she'll take as her life and family evolve, says Daily Variety.
This is not tight.
That sounds horrible.
I am going to say to you, and tell me if you disagree, I believe Paris Hilton may be a better actress than Nicole Richie.
I think you're right.
And that's very difficult for those words to come out of my mouth.
I absolutely think you're right. Speaking of television, Scrubs is back for another season beginning tonight at 9. If you want to catch the new Scrubs.
Like that's a real thing.
Give you the heads up. It's happening. I promise you. And, of course, the Victoria's Secret fashion show happens on CBS tonight at 10. Heidi Klum and Black Eyed Peas will perform on that.
And, well, the whole got to be black.
Season finale of The Hills, by the way.
Oh.
Yes.
Give you the heads up.
How excited are you, Bean?
Your TV viewing
well,
tonight.
Well, this is Heidi revealing the results of her pregnancy test. She wants to have a baby. Spencer does not. So they lead you to believe with the editing of the program that she may accidentally get pregnant because she feels like then her husband will be excited that they're having a baby.
That's not going to happen.
I don't think so either.
Do you think there's any way that could have happened that we wouldn't have been force-fed that information for a month already?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm playing it close to the vest, kid.
Have you? Spencer? Well, yeah, I know you like that. You keep your private life private. You don't like giving out too many details about yourself.
This is something between me, my beautiful Aryan bride, and our higher power up above, Jesus Christo.
But Spencer, didn't you go in for a vasectomy because you had no idea that it involved cutting into your scrotum, and then when you found that out, you ran like a little girl out of the office?
That was just for the show. That was just for what happened was I went in for a vasectomy, and they didn't have instruments strong enough to cut through my junk. It's so taut and muscular and huge. They said, we don't have a chainsaw on hand, Spence. sick.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor, director, writer Woody Allen is 74 years old today.
Friend of mine.
He's not a friend of yours
at all.
Well.
He's
never met you.
We're making a movie.
John Densmore, drummer for The Doors, legendary band. He did not drum
for drum for the Spence Dog.
He is 65 years old. Bette Midler.
I gave her first job.
You didn't?
I did.
She was already a star before you were born.
No, I cast her after I got done with the French Foreign Legion.
Actually, I believe it because Bette Midler did get her start in the gay bathhouses in San Francisco. Well, so I believe you might have actually given her first job.
I troll for talent everywhere.
Sarah Silverman, famous comedian, of course.
I put her on stage for the first time at the Comedy Store. Yeah.
She's 39 years old. Brad Delson of Linkin Park celebrates his 32nd
birthday. I manage them.
And little Violet Affleck, celebrity child of Ben and Jennifer Garner.
She's my daughter.
She is not your daughter. She's the daughter of Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck.
That's what you think.
She is 4 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll meet yet another contestant for Miss Double December 2010 Woo! Coming up here in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, we got to talk about last night's Monday Night Football game. Boy, this one, on paper, you couldn't imagine how great this game could be. I mean, the Patriots, who have been the class of the league for years now, versus the hottest team in football, except for maybe the Colts, the New Orleans Saints, who are 11-0. I mean, who knew what would happen at the Superdome last night? I don't think anyone expected the dismantling of the Patriots in a 38-17 loss. But the one man we wanted to talk to find out how it happened is the coach of the Patriots, Bill Belichick, and we have him on the phone with us right now on the Kevin Bean Show. Hi, Coach. Thanks for joining us after a tough loss last night. How are you?
Yeah.
We appreciate you being here. You guys, you at practice already today?
Yep.
I know that you gave New Orleans a lot of respect, and you knew that they were going to be a tough competitor last night, but were even you surprised to see how well they did against your team?
Nope. they're a good team.
Yes, they're a very good team.
Yeah.
You had five touchdowns thrown against your Patriots defense. That's unheard of. I don't think it's ever happened to you as a coach, has it?
Nope.
Could you talk a little bit about the problems that your man Tom Brady had of getting anything going?
They've got a good defense.
Right.
They made things tough for our quarterback.
Right.
Yeah.
Coach Belichick, I was curious. You went for it on fourth down a couple times last night. Were you reluctant to do that, considering how controversial your call was last week against Indianapolis?
No.
All right.
You're 7-4,
yeah,
which isn't where you hoped to be at this point of the season. But
no,
you are still in first place in the division. Do you feel like you guys have got what it takes to keep going and make it to the playoffs this year?
Sure.
Coach, are you taking last night particularly hard?
No.
Well, you just, the Patriots have been so successful, especially in the last 10 years. You're not really accustomed to getting your ass kicked like that. Was it hard for you to adjust?
What was that?
What was Coach Belichick?
Hello?
What was that?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, we heard a gunshot.
Yeah, I'm just making some cuts.
Oh.
What?
This is how you make cuts in your team, is you shoot the players? Oh, Coach, no. Coach, you can just fire them. You don't have to kill them.
What'd you say?
I said you can just fire them. You can just cut. No. I didn't say fire. No. Stop firing.
Put the gun down.
That's not how you handle this.
I got some openings if you guys can try.
This Friday, we are taking the show live to Fullerton. It's down there in Orange County, don't you know? As we head back to one of our favorite places down there, it's the Slide Bar in Fullerton. We were there last year to crown Miss Double December 2009. This year, it's going to be Miss Double December 2010. And one of the hopefuls you'll see on stage is in the studio with us. We will meet Sarah M. in a moment. But first, sing it if you know it. The theme song for this year and every year's competition.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Ruby!
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Ruby!
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my f*** is hard.
Yeah!
Yay. What happened?
Sarah. Sarah M.
Sarah.
Hi. Sarah's dad is listening.
My father's listening.
Oh, that must have just crossed your mind as that song ended.
How proud he must be of you.
Good time. I know that he's listening. It's going to be ridiculous.
Then you should put your top back on right now, young lady, because this is inappropriate if your father is listening. All right. Let's meet the beautiful Sarah M. She is 24 years old. She would like to be Miss Double December 2010. If she were here right now, I would ask her why she wants to be Miss Double December 2010.
You're in luck. She's here.
Yep.
Lucky day.
Why do you want to be Miss Double December, Sarah?
You know what? Because I like to go to free concerts.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Honest answer. We appreciate that.
you are a model and a juggler, it says in your occupation in the entry form. And by the way, you can look at Sarah's pictures, see her answers to these questions, and vote for her to be Miss Double December if you so choose. Why? Tell me about modeling and juggling. What have you done with either?
Oh, I'm totally BSing about juggling. I just say stupid stuff. But modeling I've been doing full-time for about a year. I did the cover of Hot Rod, cover of Sport Truck, and I've been in a bunch of other magazines and done some TV stuff and commercials. So.
And where do you hope to go with that? What kind of a career would you like to have for yourself?
Honestly, I don't really care about it. It just pays the bills right now.
Really?
It's not a long-term goal for you?
No, I just honestly didn't even want to get into it. But then when people started wanting to pay me for it, I was like, oh. This is pretty easy.
See, that happened to me. I was so pretty that people would come up to me all the time and they'd say, look, I know you're not interested, but please take this cash so I can take your photograph.
Bean was so good looking, they insisted he get into radio.
I knew
that's how good looking he is. What would you like to do long term? You have any goals, any plans?
You know what? I wanted to be a dermatologist. Now I'm like, I don't know. I'm at a standstill. I have no idea.
That takes a lot of schooling. That dermatology.
Dermatology.
That's like being a doctor in some jobs.
All right.
Let's see. Celebrity you would like to be stranded on a desert island with. This is always interesting when we ask this question. We learn something different every time we ask a girl this. Who did you say and why?
I said Britney Spears so we could shave our heads together.
Oh, it'd be hot.
She's so rad. She's the queen of all.
Yeah. Two hot bald chicks running around an island. That sounds hot.
Don't act like you're impressed.
No, I'm way impressed. As I am by your selection of, we always ask the girls, if you had to go up on stage and strip, what song would you like playing in the background? And Sarah, you picked... Who Let the Dogs Out?
That's correct. That's my dog's song on his MySpace.
I'm sorry.
Uh-oh, you just lost Ralph.
your
wait,
dog has his own MySpace page?
How can I win you back? Yes, he does. And he's so cute. He's a little homo. He only humps boys.
Yeah. I mean, ew.
You have a gay dog with his own MySpace page.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm going to add you.
No, you're not.
I'm going to get a friend request from Sluggo. It's me.
His name is Sluggo. Sarah. Sluggo the gay dog.
He's a homo.
What are you doing? What are you doing with a MySpace page for your dog? Come on, Sarah. Hey, you have to get a job. You have too much time on your hands.
Well, yeah, I haven't updated that in a while. My dad should do it for me. Dad, if you're listening.
And you said your dad is listening, right?
Yeah, I believe he is.
Now, before we go on, is your father a professional fighter, a cop, or a bouncer?
No.
Okay.
He's in a rock band.
Nice. Dad's in a rock band?
No.
You're just a perpetual liar, aren't you?
No, he is. He's in a rock band, but it's like, you know, it's a cute little,
It's like dad rock.
Friends. Yeah. My dad's, I love you, Dad.
We can't believe anything that Sarah says.
Nope.
You know, we can't believe what she says her talent's going to be.
Oh, yeah, by
the way.
She said
she was going to juggle for us as her talent, and we find out today that she's not a juggler.
I'm not a juggler. You know what happened with that?
No, we don't, actually.
So the talent thing, well, I was filling out the form with my friend on his computer, and I was telling him the answers, and the pictures would not upload on his Mac. So he was like, well, I'll just upload it from my different computer.
Uh-huh.
And then when Alex calls me, she's like, so it says here you can swallow knives? And I'm like, oh, that little
brat. He put that in.
It does say you would swallow a knife as your talent.
Yeah. Okay. So I called him. I'm like, you are such a little brat. I have to learn how to swallow a knife by Tuesday. I did, like, YouTube it, but I'm not capable.
I don't think we want to see you try that
Sarah
either as an amateur.
Sarah brought a knife with her today, and she said, I brought this, and I'm going to try swallowing. oh, but I've never done it before. And I said, I really don't think that's something you want to try. Trial and error.
No. We don't want any sliced throats at our show. I think that would make it.
We don't want your throat damaged.
Yeah, in any
with a knife.
No, no. I'm not actually going to try it. I'll tell you, I was YouTubing.
So what are you going to do for a town? That's what we're curious about.
I can juggle.
You can juggle.
No. Okay.
Listen, you lying little wench.
Wow.
What's going on?
What do you have?
I've got this. I've got stuff to juggle.
You're not going to be
just pulling things out of your
purse. She's got a double-A battery, some eye drops, and a pen. You're not.
But you're not a juggler.
Yes, I am.
You don't know how to juggle.
Let's see. Wait, stand. Go back.
Stand
so
up.
You have room.
Okay.
If you knew anything about juggling, you knew you'd have to stand up.
You might even want to take your headphones off. I don't know. Do you want to?
Let's not get crazy, Lisa.
Because it's not going to work anyway.
Yeah.
Take your headphones off. Just give yourself a sporting chance. And now try to juggle a double-A battery, some eye drops, and a pen.
This is awfully low rent, in my opinion.
That was horrible. You didn't juggle. You didn't juggle that at all. You're going to have to do something in front of hundreds of thousands of people this Friday.
I'm going to bust something out, but I don't know
what yet. At the pageant.
Yeah. Well, Ralph, as you pointed out... the talent portion is the biggest
portion of the whole contest. It's a huge part of the show.
God,
have you thought
you
it's like
can.
70%
can
of
I,
the
can
vote
Can I give
getting.
You something what? Maybe to work on? I always enjoy when the girls do jumping jacks in a bikini. It's very simple, and you could pull it off, and the crowd seems to really like it.
Right.
Yeah, or bring perhaps a small trampoline and jump on that. Those two are very good options, and it's simple, and I'm pretty sure you could pull that off.
Hey, okay. Kimmel got 4 years on Comedy Central out of that concept of hopping up and down in a bikini.
I think you need to get your hands on some balls and work on juggling.
Word up!
That's what I think.
Yeah.
You need to put a little work in. Can't just skate by in life, Sarah. You can't just cruise through on your good looks. Sometimes you have to put a little work in.
Sometimes you just got to learn to juggle.
That's right. Sometimes you just got to get the balls and put the work in.
Oh, I can do cartwheels.
You do cartwheels.
Okay, now we're talking.
That. That's
can you
impressive.
Really do cartwheels, or is this another one of your lies?
I was an astronaut. I was on the space shuttle. All right. Well, listen, we're out of time, Sarah M., but you are going to have time to come up with something. I think cartwheels is not a bad idea, by the way. I think
that's something that would be great.
In a skirt.
Very entertaining for the crowd. Here's the deal. You can go to thekevinandbean.com, and you can see Sarah M.'s picture, and you can vote for her to be Miss Double December. And if you're planning on joining us live Friday, and by the way, we've seen how Sarah keeps a clock. She may show up at 11:30 on Friday, the way we're going with her lately. But if you're planning on coming down to Fullerton, here's what we ask. Bring a toy. Bring a new unwrapped toy, because the Marines are going to be down there for Toys for Tots, and we might as well help out those less fortunate than us this holiday season. And it's otherwise free to get in, but please bring a toy. It's our Toys for Tatas that we do every year, so exactly. It's a win-win-win-win-win. And Sarah, you're going to get some competition ready, skills ready to go, and we'll see you on Friday, all right?
Thank you.
All right, good luck. Okay, thanks a lot for coming in. Bye-bye. If ever you wanted to hear the in-studio conversation during the record, it was right then.
You did not.
I'm going to source what you're saying, though, Mike. You got to check out some of the videos. I'm telling the truth.
They only do that for the ones that are like freakishly large,
right? Where they use the Hollywood prosthesis.
Yeah, when they use the special effects.
That's what I'm talking about.
But Blackzilla is not that. Blackzilla is real. That's the real deal. Trust me.
Okay. All right.
We talked to the guy behind the films, and he went through the criteria to be Mr. Zilla.
We talked to Shane Diesel himself, didn't we?
I don't think we got Shane on the phone. We just got the director.
I'm not talking about specifically Blackzilla. I'm talking about in that genre of films. I'm talking about some of those guys with the prosthetics.
I'm inviting Blackzilla down to the show on Friday, Bean. I'm going to have him show you for real what he's packing these days.
And beat me around the head and shoulders with.
Nope, we're going to put you in stirrups, and he's going to have his
All right, easy. Mike's going to take things one step too far.
No, I meant like baseball stirrups, you know?
Is that what you meant?
Yeah, he likes that.
Yeah, stirrup pants? That's what you're talking about? Beat you after the show with this can of Lysol.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
All right, indeed. Let's take a look at the Showbiz Beat one final time on a Tuesday. Here's Ralph Garman.
You know, it is Tuesday, and you know what that means.
What?
It means Mike still can't get the audio level right for my camera.
No more?
There we go. That's better. No, it means there's new releases today, new DVDs and CDs. So we'd love to give you a heads up when we get the chance, let you know what's in stores. You can pick it up today. Night at the Museum 2, Battle of the Smithsonian. Is available today on DVD. Actually, I like that movie.
I do, too.
I was surprised that I enjoyed it. I was on a plane. I had no other choice, and I watched it, and it was good.
And Robin Williams was in that?
He was, just a little bit, though.
Okay.
He plays Teddy Roosevelt, as he did in the first one. But who's that cute little girl I love so much who played Amelia Earhart in that film?
Amy Adams?
Amy Adams, yes. She's very adorable in that film. Terminator Salvation. with our buddy Christian Bale. The director's cut comes out today on Blu-ray, if you want to pick that up.
Okay.
Christian, did you want to pick up that DVD?
Hey, it's distracting.
Sorry. Dancing with the Stars, Dance Off the Pounds workout video is available today. As is The Biggest Loser 30-Day Jumpstart Workout. As is Kim Kardashian's Fit in Your Jeans by Friday butt-blasting cardio step.
Glendale!
Kim Kardashian's butt-blasting cardio step.
Yeah. No,
she
made
that video already with Ray J, didn't she?
There it is.
I saw that video.
Oh,
the butt
Ray
blaster.
J.
Oh, the butt blaster.
It ain't natural!
And just excuse me when I go off on a little personal tangent here. They're releasing today the Wizard of Oz Emerald Edition. Listen to me, God damn it. Stop releasing DVDs of The Wizard of Oz. We've already seen it a million times, and there are like 7 versions out now on DVD.
You're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to be putting things in your butt.
We get it. Wizard of Oz, very popular film. We all love it. Enough. We got it.
It's good. It is unlikely that they have done much new with it in terms of new footage
That's
or anything like that, right?
I don't think they have a, you know, the backstage audio commentary from Ray Bulger. I don't think they're featuring that. I think it's too late. New CDs. The Bravery. How about that? Those guys. They've got a new CD called Stir the Blood. Comes out today. Of course,
we should have them in.
We heard them today on the show, and they sounded terrific.
What about the butt?
The new CD from the Alvin and the Chipmunks sequel.
Oh, here you go.
My butt hurts.
The soundtrack is out today. Dave, the King of Mexico, by the way, says it's great. He loves it. Because they do Single Ladies and Hot and Cold. And he thinks it's hilarious. But they do it in really high-pitched chipmunk
voices. But the Foo Fighters are not a great live band.
That's right.
And Tenacious D aren't funny.
That's what we've learned from Dave today.
Oh, butt hash.
By the way, Alvin and the Chipmunks, the sequel, is called The Squeakquel.
Right.
Yeah.
See? Because they squeak.
Here my whole thing. When the Chipmunks started in about, what, 1958 or something?
It was mid-50s, yes.
Right. It was clever because tape machines were new. And the fact that you could speed up the sound of the human voice to make it sound like a little animated animal,
right.
That was cute.
Yes.
But shouldn't the luster have worn off of that by about 1960? How can people still be out there excited about the freaking chipmunks?
They're high-pitched. They speak with high-pitched voices.
I saw the first.
As if they're small woodland creatures.
I saw the first Chipmunks movie. It's not that bad.
Why?
You saw
I took my nieces and nephews to see it.
And you dropped them off.
No, I wouldn't.
You give them to a stranger wearing a trench coat, and you leave the theater.
They do a good job of dressing it up and making, like, modern stuff happen so that it's not that...
I know. Alvin wears his baseball cap to the side.
No, he wears
some bling, and he's down with
what
that.
What I meant was is that, greedy record labels try to cash in on them because, you know, they're a live musical act, and David Cross plays the dastardly...
Will you please shut up?
It's pretty good.
Will you please, dear God, shut up about Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Novelty in 1958, okay. But Dave's excited about the new Chipmunks recording of Single Ladies?
Oh, they sing Single Ladies. Oh, he's funny.
Okay.
And they sing Hot and Cold. He's funny. I like Elvin.
What happened?
Yeah, that's what you can check out today. So, there you go. Alvin and the Chipmunks. Jason Lee, what happened to you?
No.
Hey!
That's what Scientology does to you. I don't want any part of it.
Oh.
Yep. He used to be a super cool skater dude.
Right. And then he was Underdog and an Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Right.
Scaroo you!
Kind of makes you forget about the great Earl, doesn't it?
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor, director, writer Woody Allen is 74 years old today. Legendary.
But sex is wild and it don't cause no child.
There you go, right from Woody Allen's mouth himself. I think that's from Annie Hall, that line. John Densmore, drummer for the legendary L.A. band The Doors, is 65 years old.
Well, we've done our good deed for the week. I think now I can make love to your anus without making God angry.
What's going on? Why are we just playing random anal sex drives?
Just look at that butt. That is a tight butt.
Doesn't something have to apply to something before you can just play it?
Nope. I think 5 minutes ago we were discussing something that involved butts. I don't remember the original story.
It was Kim Kardashian's workout
video. That's what it was.
Well, that time has come and gone. That train has passed.
It's a through line.
It's not a through line. It's not even 20 coming minutes back on the around. Chipmunks. You can't go back to asses.
Yo, do they do stuff to you, boy?
Good. Let's start playing stuff on top of each other. That'll help. God damn.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
Bette Midler is 64. Sarah,
do you get paid more if they do stuff to your butt?
Sarah Silverman is 39 years old.
What's it like to stare into the eye of Satan's butthole?
All right. Brad Delson of Lincoln Park is 32.
I think you should unbutton your pants.
And Jared Vogel, of course.
Butt hash.
The pitchman for the popular food chain Subway Sandwiches.
Butt hash.
Celebrates a 32nd birthday today. Happy birthday.
Who cares? A hole is a hole.
Put some candles in that 6-inch sub and eat up, Johnny. I'm sorry to say.
Why the hole gotta be black?
I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. What's the atomic weight of mercury?
That's a great question. Yeah, all right.
I want to listen to the Chipmunks now all day. No. And watch all of that out of my ears.
What about tomorrow morning's program? We welcome two more Miss Double December contestants. The beautiful Melissa will be here. We also have Sarah C. joining us tomorrow. They are both vying for the crown of Miss Double December 2010, so we'll meet them tomorrow. Also, producer Tom Beers is going to be back on the program. He is one of the geniuses behind one of my favorite shows on TV called A Thousand Ways to Die. You guys watch that?
I don't.
I know you love it.
I have seen it.
I do.
I have never seen it.
Well, I love death, you know.
But I bet it's good.
We also have an update on the new MTV reality show that has caused quite a controversy. Some people in New Jersey feel like maybe it is portraying them in a bad light.
Not
that
possible.
They're all Guidos.
It's Jersey. They can't possibly portray them in any worse light than they really live in.
We also have more tickets that you can win for both nights of the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 shows. Which celebrity do you want to kill? Psycho Mike is convinced that the box is real and there's some sort of murder button and he's taking down Tyra. I don't really understand where that's coming from. And why does Omar hate the Salvation Army? Aren't they just out there volunteering their time to help people less fortunate at the holiday season?
Yes, and he hates that.
He hates them.
I have no idea. He
wants to do something besides put money in that bucket. That's
yes,
right. All
yes,
I'm saying.
He wants to put the puppy in the bucket.
That is all right here tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Don't go away. Kat Corbett's coming up next. She's got the 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music next, including Oasis. Also, AFI, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We got some Rancid, Apocalyptica, and more straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.